The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready. And the fans are fired up. It's time for high school football on your local sports authority. KNZA 103.9 FM. Online at msesports.net. We now go live to the field for coverage of our featured game of the week.
Well, for the first time this season, it actually feels like football weather. A beautiful October night here on the 15th of October. And what a matchup we have tonight here in the eight-man ranks as Donovan West plays host to Valley Falls. Welcome to the broadcast. Alongside Dustin Gosa, I am Johnny Kane. Seth Tollison taking care of us back at our studios. Tonight's matchup between these two sides, both teams enter 1-2 in district play. Donovan West 2-4 overall, while Valley Falls is 3-3. But Dustin, just this air feels a little bit different tonight. It's cooler. The wind is blowing from our left to right as we view the field tonight. It truly feels like late season high school football.
Yeah, we always talk about that first week, you know, how hot it is, you know, late August, early September. But once you get down, you know, to these October, the last couple games, when it starts to get cold outside, you start seeing the hoodies, the sweatshirts, you know, the hot chocolate come out, John. That's true football weather to me. I love it out here.
We're seeing stocking caps from some patrons out here ready to view this high school football game. It should be a fun one. Valley Falls under first-year head coach Wyatt Hofstra, 3-3 overall. They lost the Berlin game last week 58-12, where they gave up over 250 yards of offense and six touchdowns, all of those particularly on the ground. They started 3-1, but they've had two tough games, Clifton Clyde and the Berlin game, as mentioned. In their three losses, they're giving up over 50 points per game. They do have wins over Wetmore, Cornerstone, and Maranatha. And this is actually going to be the last season for Valley Falls in the eight-man ranks. They'll make the switch to the 11-man side of high school football coming up next week. Donovan West, meanwhile, 2-4 again overall under 30-year head coach Perry Smith. 60-12 loss to Clifton Clyde last week. They have nine seniors on this roster, does Donovan West, but they have had a gauntlet of a schedule so far. Bishop LeBlanc out of Missouri, Johnson Brock out of Nebraska, Washington County, Clifton Clyde, two of the better teams in the eight-man ranks in Division One. But last week, you know, they've lost four of their last five. Last week, three turnovers and gave up over 450 yards of offense. So something to look at for this Donovan West team. Dustin, I know you don't really see much of this Donovan West team, but something they struggle with is defensively. At Valley Falls, they have some athletes that can get out in space and really cause some problems. So I look at tonight, really for both sides, defense is going to be key, especially here in this eight-man game.
Yeah, we noticed it a lot, especially at the 11-man ranks. When you get out of this 8-man ranks, there's a lot of open space. So, you know, one play here, one play there can result in a touchdown. There's a lot of high-scoring games. You need the defenses to step up in these 8-man football games. And we were just talking about the turnover battle, John. When it gets cold outside like it is tonight, you know, some of the players, you know, they get worn down a little bit easier. When they get hit, they tend to release the football sometimes. So I think most of it is going to be, you know, limiting turnovers, as well as, you know, your defenses have to come up with stops here tonight if you want to win this game on either side.
We expect it to be a good one all the way through. Hope you stay tuned with us and enjoy here in this week 7 of the high school football season. Let's go ahead and take a pregame timeout. We'll come back. We'll hear from both head coaches. We'll start with Wyatt Hofstra, the head coach of the Valley Falls Dragons, as we return here on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
At Ronkirk's Body Shop, their experienced staff will assist you when you most need assistance. Making friends by accident since 1983, Ronkirk's Body Shop will get you back on the road in no time. From painless dent repair to body work, they do it all. With newer vehicles being built with aluminum, many shops can't assist. Have no fear, Kirk's is here. See Ron, Teresa, or Derek today and become a part of the family tradition since 1983. Ronkirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas, taking the dents out of accidents.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank turns 120 years old this year. That means we have a lot of experience in delivering hometown banking to the people and businesses in this area. If you are with us now, or if you're seeking something new, we want to be your bank of choice.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back inside our pregame show as we get set for our featured game of the week here on FM 103.9 KNZA with Valley Falls at Donovan West. Johnny came back with you. Joining me now is Wyatt Hofstra, head coach of the Valley Falls Dragons. And, well, coach, we'll start with this. Last week you went on the road to Berlin game. Obviously you knew going in Berlin game was an extremely, extremely good program, and they showed it in a 58-12 victory. Your guys got off to a 12-0 start. Burlingame figured it out quick and was able to come away with that win. So you did see some good things early on, Coach, but just overall, what were your thoughts? We'll start there of that game last week.
Yeah, I agree. I think that they figured it out pretty quickly and they knew what we were trying to do. And they have some good players. They're a good team. They're coached well, and they've been consistent over the last about 10 years there with Coach Slater, and they knew how to attack us and what to do. So I thought they played a good game. I thought that we did not play very well. I think the first two drives looked awesome for us. I totaled that up, and that was 10 plays in those first two offensive drives, and it was 92 total yards and 12 points and 2-for-3 passing and 160-yard catch. And then, like, after that, I think that those two drives amounted more offense than the rest of the 55 plays that we ran. So, I mean, I take the blame for most of that, and that maybe I wasn't calling good stuff. But, I mean, they had some good players, too. I want to give them credit where credit's due, and they played us really well. And they got they have some height and some speed and some size, and they know what they're doing.
And obviously now you've had a couple of days to kind of look back at the film as well. And I know offensively, really the last couple of weeks, your guys have been held in check for the most part. Obviously two really good opponents too against Clifton, Clyde, and Burlingame. But you scored just 6 against Clyde, only 12 against Burlingame. What is it offensively right now that your guys are kind of struggled with the last couple of weeks?
Well, yeah, like you mentioned to start, those two teams are pretty incredible defensively. And I mean, probably two of the top – definitely two of the top defenses that we see, but two of the top maybe in the state for 8-man as well. I mean, they do a really great job. They're fundamentally sound, and they do their responsibilities, and they do it 110% every play. So I think that, you know, whether or not they were doing it better than us, they were doing it faster than us. But, you know, after the game's pretty, you know, upset, and it's a loss, and that's how it is. But, you know, the sun rose and we looked at it and we said, you know, we're still 3-3 in a good position to, you know, control our own fate a little bit and do what we wanted to do at the beginning of the season, like we told you in week 1, that was end the year with a winning record and get back to state playoffs. And we still have both those opportunities available for us. So I think, you know, it's a matter of we went 0-1 and now we can go 1-0 this week and go 1-0 in practice. I thought we had a great practice yesterday. But I think to your original question of what's holding that offense back, I would say finishing drives. We do a really good job of getting to about 4th down in like 3, and then we just can't pass that last little threshold, or we have an explosive play and then we can't get any more explosive plays. So, you know, whether or not that's on me or players or what, I take the responsibility for play calls or, you know, setting my guys up for success. So we've been working on that this week, and I feel better about the guys going into this game than I did at this point last week. So I think that we're just, you know, improving steadily, and the season's not over. We got a lot of ball left to play, so it'll be fun to see.
And now tonight's matchup, Coach, as we shift the attention here to this evening, a big district game for both you and Donovan West. But what do you look at here with this Mustang team? You know kind of what you're going to see as far as a run style of offense, but just Donovan West overall, what are your expectations here tonight?
I think we're going to need to be pretty physical up front. So that's what we've been working on this week. I know that Trent Spiker is a heck of an athlete and super fast and strong. So I'm excited to see how our guys do stopping him. And I know they're big up front with those big guys on the line. And so I'm interested to see how our big guys do against their big guys. And yeah, stopping what they're good at and is running right at us.
Well, Coach, we certainly look forward to it. Thank you so much for taking the time, though. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
All right, Coach, thank you. Wyatt Hofstra, head coach of the Valley Falls Dragons, joining us on our pregame show. Let's take another break. We'll come back. We'll hear from Perry Smith, head coach of the Donovan West Mustangs, as our pregame show continues. Getting set for Valley Falls and Donovan West on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
At Community Healthcare System, our family medicine expertise means we treat you like family. With locations in Centralia, Corning, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland, and same-day appointments, We bring whole health to the whole family. Call 785-889-4272 for an appointment or visit chcsks.org for more info on how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in. Talk to us. We can discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us. Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
Back inside our pregame show as we get set for our featured game of the week here on KNZA with Valley Falls at Donovan West. Johnny came back with you. Joining me now, Perry Smith, head coach of the Mustangs. And Coach, let's start going back to last week. Obviously, you went on the road to Clifton Clyde. Their first home game of the year was a raucous crowd, and it was a 60-12 victory overall for Clifton Clyde. Your guys, though, played extremely well early on, probably not quite indicative of how big that score really was. So when you look back at last week, Coach, starting there, just what went wrong?
Well, you know, we had a few too many mistakes mentally. You know, we missed some assignments defensively early on, especially, and then later too. You know, we missed some assignments there, and then offensively, you know, we knew they had some guys back that had been gone for a week or two, I thought they really shored them up defensively, they did a nice job against us on that side of the ball for sure. But you know, we moved the ball. We did, you know, we did. Did some good things, but we weren't as explosive as we'd been, and we got to do a better job of staying on blocks and maintaining them a little longer and kind of get back to what we do, and hopefully we can have a great week of practice this week and kind of get going in that direction.
And I know one thing you've mentioned to me several times this year is that just defensively you don't feel like you're really where you want them to be at. What is it defensively that you feel like the team has struggled with here, especially in the last 4 or 5 weeks?
Well, we've got to be able to rally to the football. It seems like we're a lot of one-on-one tackles out on the perimeter or anywhere, one-on-one or maybe two guys there. And you got to get five guys to the football. We got to do a better job with that. Just getting ourselves rallying to the ball and getting some desire to get there. And hopefully we work hard on that, and hopefully we can make some strides and continue to make strides getting better in that area as well.
So just what has been your message to the group? I know obviously heading into the season there was a ton of excitement with all the seniors that you brought back and the skill guys that you brought back as well, but obviously things really haven't gone to plan so far this year, but still plenty to play for here with two games left in the regular season. Just what has been the message to your guys here the last couple of weeks, especially last week?
Well, we don't vary too much from our message. It doesn't matter if we're ranked in the top five of the state or we're 0-4 on the season. I mean, our message is, you know, we want to make sure that we play as a team, and we want to make sure we get better every day. And the guys buy into that. There's never been a lack of effort. You know, and that's one thing that we always got to make sure that we control. You know, we can only control the controllable, and that's our effort and our attitude. And our guys have been good with that. We just gotta find a way to get ourselves kind of ratcheted up and get going a little bit and shore some things up and hopefully give ourselves a chance here the last couple weeks.
And now you just look at tonight's matchup, Coach. I mean, obviously it's a big game for both you and for Valley Falls, because realistically for you guys, if you win out, you have a chance to get the 2 seed, a couple of losses, and really things don't look very good. So what do you look at just overall with this matchup here tonight with the Dragons?
Well, I think Valley Falls is a very dangerous team. They've got a running back and a quarterback that run the ball really hard, pretty athletic, and a big offensive line, and kind of get after it, play some power football, and that's when they're at their best. We'll have our work cut out for us for sure. I've been impressed with them on film. I think they do some good things, and we're gonna have to play good football to beat them on Friday night.
Well, Coach, we certainly look forward to it. Thank you so much for taking the time. Appreciate it. Good luck tonight.
All right. Thank you, Johnny.
All right, Coach, thank you. Perry Smith, head coach of the Donovan West Mustangs, joining us on our pregame show. Let's take one more final timeout, then we'll come back. We'll get set for kickoff between Valley Falls and Donovan West. It's our featured game of the week on MSC Sports Radio Network.
John McMenigle offers HVAC and handyman service around the Holton area. Call John at 969-6400. McManigal's climate controlled storage is also available and insect free. For HVAC service and other small jobs, to inside storage, call John McManigal in Holton.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at wilsontireks.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. We're just about set for kickoff for tonight's eight-man district game between the Donovan West Mustangs and the Valley Falls Dragons. Alongside Dustin Gosa, Johnny came back with you. Game brought to you by KNZA and Rainbow Communications. Visit them online at www.rainbowtail.net. Providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Our title sponsor here for our featured game of the week on FM 103.9 KNZA. We are in Denton, Kansas at the Donovan West Elementary School. Dustin, what a history has had on this field. So many good teams back in the 80s and 90s. I mean, you just talk about Midway Denton, and pretty much anybody in the state of Kansas knows exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, a lot of high-scoring teams, like you said, between the 80s and 90s. And, you know, even for us, we got a chance to play on this historic field at one time. So, you know, it does bring back some memories, and you can tell, you know, it just has a certain vibe to it. You know, we were just talking about hanging out up here, looking out at, you know, the cornfield. There's nothing real behind it, but just cornfield you can see for miles. And it's just a very historic place. But with it being this wide open, you know, the wind and stuff like that, definitely takes a toll on the players out here.
It's funny when you look at it. Midway Denton still has several state records. In 1982, they set the record for the biggest margin of victory per game, 49 points per game they won by, 108 touchdowns in a season. That's still a record. Total offense in a year, 5,600. Rushing yards in a season, 4,500. And rushing touchdowns, they had 95 rushing touchdowns in 1982. Those are still eight-man records that stand today. So that is just nothing but history that you see on this field that we're going to see these two teams go at it here tonight. Just a special, special atmosphere, and it should be a good game here this evening between Donovan West and Valley Falls. Other games going on around the area tonight on 92.1 KMZA. Linden is at Centralia. That should be a pretty good game, I would imagine, in Class 1A. So with that, we're going to step aside for the national anthem. We'll come back. We'll get starters and kick things off between Valley Falls and Donovan West here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ireland Custom Exhaust has changed our business name to Ice Automotive.
We offer much more than exhaust repair as a full-service automotive shop that works to maintain the overall life of your vehicle, and we treat every customer and vehicle as if it were our own.
Started in the 1950s by my granddad, Marion Wood, our family has provided automotive repair with top-quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty.
At Ice, we look forward to building a long-term relationship with you, local family business.
Ice Automotive, just south of Holton on Highway 75.
Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer at Farmers State Bank.
In the last 2 years with Ag Real Estate, we've definitely come up with more products and services. We're very flexible on terms and payment dates, as well as making sure that payment fits around the producer. If they're working on selling cattle at a specific time during the year, we're going to make sure that payment due date coincides with when they're going to be getting that income.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy. Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
KNZA.
Well, we are just about set to go. The captains are coming out to midfield to do the coin toss. We'll decide who will get the football first here in this eight-man Division One district contest between Valley Falls and Donovan West. Again, alongside Dustin Gosa, Johnny came back with you. Seth Tollison taking care of us back at the studios. He talked about other games on the radio tonight. On 92.1, again, Linden at Centralia, Care 93.7 FM, ACCHS, Post Republic County, Holton at Rock Creek on the Holton channel at MSCSports.net, and Sabetha is at Jeff West. That's on the Sabetha channel at MSCSports.net. So, Dustin, you look at this game tonight. Obviously, the weather is a little bit cooler than it has been really all season long, the first true feel of football weather. And the wind, it is howling a little bit as we view the field from the left to the right. So I would imagine kicking game is going to play a factor tonight. Neither of these teams really throw the ball much, so I don't see that being much of a factor. But you got to imagine the game like this, turnovers with the colder weather is going to play a little bit of a factor.
And that was interesting when we were watching pregame warmups, John. Just watching the Valley Falls sidelines, a lot of their plays that they were running were mainly pass plays. And then you look over at Donovan West on the far side of the field, and they're running mostly run plays. Like you said, maybe it's one of these things where tonight is where they open up the passing game on the Valley Falls side, or maybe they were just doing that for shows to warm up their quarterback a little bit because they know the running game's there. But like you said, with the wind affecting, you don't really know how much these quarterbacks are going to be slinging it tonight.
Valley Falls averages just 233 total yards of offense a game. 185 of that comes on the ground, only 48 yards through the air. Valley Falls has won the toss, and they have elected to receive tonight. Donovan West, meanwhile, 319 yards per game on offense. 251 comes on the ground. They only average 68 yards through the air. So that just shows right there, neither of these two teams really like to air the football out a whole lot. With that, we are set to go. Donovan West in their home uniforms, orange tops, navy blue bottoms, white helmets. Valley Falls in their road white tops, black bottoms with black helmets, black numerals trimmed in gold. Should be a fun one tonight. Hope you enjoy it. After the game, stay tuned for the Community National Bank High School School Board Show. Seth will have scores, recaps, and everything to get you caught up on week 7 of the high school football season and preview next week, which will be the final week of the regular season. It's hard to believe we've already got to that point here in this 2021 football campaign. So with that, Valley Falls will move from right to left in this opening quarter. Donovan West will kick from left to right. It'll be Sam Drinkard who will drop back deep to get set to receive this kick from Trent Spiker. Trent, his brother, is the punter for Washburn and probably has a chance to win all league and all conference honors this year for the Washburn football team, averaging about almost 50 yards per punt. Is Lane Spiker at Washburn, but Trent, he will get us underway here in this Week 7 high school football contest. So Spiker has the football teed up. Drinkard stands back at his own goal line. 12 minutes are on the clock, and we are set to go. It is Week 7 of the 2021 high school football season. Spiker approaches the football, gives it a boot, and we are underway. Drinkard will field it and actually let it go over his head into the end zone. It'll be a touchback. And Valley Falls will start with the football on their own 15-yard line. Dylan Cervantes, the junior, is the quarterback for Valley Falls. He's only thrown for 290 yards this year, 3 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. But he's run for over 100 yards 3 times this year. He's just shy of 500 yards rushing with 8 touchdowns on the season. Averages 80 yards per game on the ground. Empty backfield set on first down. Cervantes all alone by himself. 3 receivers to the right, a single receiver to the near side. Cervantes to throw, will throw a screen pass to the right side. It's going to be through the hands of his intended target, Samuel Drinker. It'll fall incomplete. It'll bring up second down and 10. So we talked about Valley Falls not throwing the ball a whole lot, but Dustin, as you mentioned, Valley Falls going into the win. They showed a little bit of a passing game in warm-ups. So it'll be interesting to see if they try to go to that a little bit more here tonight. Second down and 10, ball at the 15-yard line. Cervantes in the shotgun. He's got Zach Evans to his left. This will be an underneath give to the left side. Cutting it back inside of the 20-yard line is Drinkard. He'll get right to the 20 and gain 5 yards.
And that's what I was kind of expecting on the first play, John. I wasn't really expecting a screen pass from the outside, maybe just trying to catch the Donovan West defense off guard. But I really thought that was the play Valley Falls was wanting to dial up on the first play of the game.
Third down and 5 from the 20-yard line. Ball near the left hash. Fontes back in the shotgun. He's got Running back to his left in Evans. This will be a give to Evans over the right side. Hunter Smith giving chase. Breaking away is Evans. He'll get to the 45-yard line. 40. There's the 30. 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Dragons. What a way to start this game for Valley Falls. That is a run of 60 yards for Zach Evans, and Valley Falls strikes first, just three plays into the game.
And that was one of those plays that Evans taking it to the outside. A little bit of an overcommitment by the linebackers. He plants his foot, gets to that second level, and as soon as he got there, no one was catching him.
That's exactly what Perry Smith, the head coach of Donovan West, talked about in our pregame interview, just not having enough guys rally to the football, and right there all it took was one man to miss. And Zach Evans did the rest. So now the Dragons will go for two. This will be a keep for Cervantes straight up the gut, and he'll bounce into the end zone. The two-point try is good. So just like that, Valley Falls strikes first. And with 11:16 to go in the opening quarter, it is 8-0 Valley Falls. Let's take a break. We'll come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
On the line. In sports, you hear the phrase all the time. For the Mammoth Sports Construction Team, it means everything. Authenticity, commitment, integrity, and community are what it means to be on the line. Mammoth Sports Construction is on a mission to provide home field advantage to schools and communities. Mammoth Sports Construction can help you design, budget, fundraise, and build the facility of your dreams. Take the next step and get on the line by visiting mammothbuilt.com. That's mammothbuilt.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, all it takes is three plays and only 46 seconds for Valley Falls to strike first on a 60-yard touchdown run by Zach Evans. That drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, contact Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire. Visit them online at WilsonTireKS.com. Now Trent Spiker will drop back deep, set to receive the kick from Avery Gatzmeyer. Avery has the football teed up, gives it a boot. End-over-end kick will be fielded by Spiker at his own 8-yard line. He'll bring it straight up the middle across the 20. Still on his feet across the 25. He'll run over a man to the 26-yard line. And that is where Donovan West will begin their opening drive of the night. Spiker, the quarterback for Donovan West, 6'3", 200-pound senior. He's thrown for 270 yards and 5 touchdowns this year, but his biggest number is running the ball. 89 carries, nearly 800 yards on the ground, and 14 touchdowns. He averages 132 yards per game running the football. Split backfield set on first down, first and 10 from the 26. Spiker under center. This will be an underneath give to Cole Franken along the right side. He'll push forward, maybe get a couple of yards close to the 30-yard line. They'll give him about 4 yards, right just shy of the 30. It'll bring up second and 7 as they give him just 3, just shy of the 30-yard line.
And good close right there by the Valley Falls defense. They were in the backfield as soon as the handoff was there. Running back had nowhere to go on that play, John.
Second down and 7, 10:44 to go in the opening quarter. Valley Falls already with an 8-0 advantage. Spiker back under center, another split backfield set on second and 7. This is Franken again, this time straight up the middle. He runs across the 35-yard line. He's near a first down. I think he got it. He did. He got it by about a yard, so it'll be a gain of 8, and we'll move to 6. Cole Franken on the year. He's just shy now of 400 yards rushing, 3 touchdowns. He's had 74 carries on this 2021 campaign. First and 10 for Donovan West, just shy of midfield. All at the 37-yard line. Spiker back under center. This will be another give to Franken, this time over the right guard. He'll hit the midfield stripe and roll across to the 39-yard line of Valley Falls. Tackle made by Avery Gatzmeyer of the Dragons. This will be a gain of 4 and bring up second and 6.
And I think Donovan West here is just playing the man up. Let's play tougher football. Giving the ball to Cole Franken, letting him lower his shoulder and run north and south.
Donovan West coming into this game had a feeling that they're offensive and defensive lines could be big here tonight. So far, they're trying to play a little smash-mouth football. Second down and 4. This will be a give to Braden Simmons. He'll get to the 30-yard line, nearly broke it free, but it'll be tackled by Dylan Cervantes, but it's another first down of the 31-yard line. And that'll be a gain of 9 for Braden Simmons.
And what a tackle there. We talked about Cervantes on the offensive side of the ball, John, but that defensive side of the ball, you know, he just saved a touchdown right there with that tackle in the open field.
Cervantes, third on the team in tackles, 51 of them. But Donovan West in Valley Falls territory at the 31-yard line. First and 10, Dragons jump off sides. This will be the first penalty of the night. And so that'll make it first and 5 from just shy of the 25-yard line. 9:21 to go in the opening quarter. 8-0, Valley Falls leads. Ball spotted near the right hash for the Mustangs near the 25. Spiker back under center, split backfield again. This is Franken Strader over the right guard. He'll run over a man to the 20-yard line all the way down to the 17-yard line. That'll be another run of 8 yards. And that'll move the chains again for Donovan West. So Franken has been the key guy on this drive. He's got 24 yards already. And Donovan West now at the Valley Falls 17. Near the right hash, first and 10. Spiker calls out signals to his offensive line, now gets back under center. Spiker takes the snap, he'll keep it himself along the right side, tries to cut it back inside, but 3 Dragons are there, and they will pull him down for a short gain of maybe 3, and that'll bring up 2nd and 7.
Yeah, and it looked for the Donovan West offense there, John, just a slow developing play, allowed Valley Falls to just, you know, stand their ground and get back into the backfield.
That'll bring up now 2nd and 7 from about the 13-yard line of Valley Falls. Approaching 8 minutes to go in the opening quarter, Valley Falls leads 8-0. Spiker takes the snap, gives it to Simmons along the left side. He's got blocker in the front. Now he bounces it back outside. He's got the edge. Gets to the 5-yard line, spins back inside, and is pulled down from behind, but not before he picks up a first down all the way to the 2-yard line. And that'll be a gain of 13 yards and set up a first and goal for the Mustangs.
And that's huge right there for Donovan West. Their 3rd first down of this drive, John. They're really moving the football.
So first and goal will be from just inside of the 3-yard line. 7:45 to go in the opening quarters. The clock continues to roll. Spiker takes the snap, gives it to Franken up the middle. He hits the line. He's going to be into the end zone for a touchdown. Cole Franken racks up his 4th rushing touchdown of the season. And Donovan West will go for 2 and try to tie this game up halfway through the first quarter.
And I was going to say something about that, but they got to the football before I could say it before the play, John. But I was going to say, what do you think here, Cole Franken? Dive right in the middle?
He's been the key guy on this drive, 27 yards rushing on this drive, and he caps it off with his 4th rushing touchdown of the season. Now Donovan West will go for 2. Spiker back under center with a split backfield. This will be a give to Simmons. He'll bounce off a tackler into the end zone. The 2-point try is good. So Donovan West has an answer for Valley Falls' opening drive with a touchdown of their own. And with 7:37 to go in the first quarter, we are tied at 8 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
She couldn't take her first steps without you letting go. He couldn't run off to his first day of school without you letting go. Taking off the training wheels, getting a license, seems like them growing up is about you letting go. For all those times, your State Farm agent is there, with college savings, life insurance, and more. Your agent's there to help you get a grip whenever it's time.
Dad, I'm getting married.
To let go again.
Call agent Gus Suarez at 364-3890 or visit Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Tied at 8. Here in the opening quarter between Donovan West and Valley Falls, that drive for Donovan West, 54-yard drive, takes 8 plays, 3:30 off the clock, and it results in a 3-yard touchdown run by Cole Franken for his 4th of the season. That drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, contact Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire. Visit them online at WilsonTireKS.com or in Holt. So Trent Spiker will tee it back up. Sam Drinker back deep to receive. He'll stand at his own goal line. Spiker's first kick went into the end zone for a touchback. This one will be returnable. It'll be bounced and picked up at the 15-yard line. Coming on the return, this is Zach Evans. He'll get to the 35-yard line before he's finally pulled down from behind as he gets all the way to the 37. So Valley Falls will start this drive near midfield. Valley Falls only needed 3 plays on their opening drive and got a 60-yard touchdown run by Evans. And I'll have it 1st and 10 here. Holaby spotted near the right hash with Cervantes in the shotgun and Evans the tailback to his left. Cervantes takes the snap. He'll keep it himself along the right side, trying to cut it back inside. He'll get across midfield, runs over a man near the 35-yard line of Donovan West. They'll mark him down at about the 37. And that'll be a run of about 6 or 7 on first down.
We haven't got to see much of the Valley Falls offense. You know, like you said, 3 plays on that first drive there, but it looks like they're doing the exact opposite that Donovan West offense is trying. Donovan West, they realize north and south plays are working more than east and west plays, and Valley Falls decides they want to take it to the outside. The north-south plays haven't really went anywhere. Both times they've taken it outside, it's almost went to the house.
They want to get Cervantes in space. He has great speed. Probably will be one of the fastest players on the field tonight, if not the fastest guy out there. They landed off to Evans on second down. He gets hit initially and then gets thrown back. That's a really good play by the defensive line as Cole Franken makes the tackle right at the line of scrimmage for no gain. It sets up now a 3rd down and 4 for Valley Falls.
And huge play right there by Cole Franken. Manning up, standing in his own gap. He didn't overcommit right there. Last possession, they overcommit on one play, and it ended up being a touchdown for Valley Falls right there. He stayed right where he needed to be and made a huge tackle.
That's what Coach Smith wants to see. 3 different Donovan West players had rallied to the football there. There was nowhere for Evans to go. So now 3rd down and 4, ball at the 37-yard line near the left hash of Donovan West. Sam Draker now the tailback. This will be a give to him along the right side, but the line just gets shoved back, and this is going to be a big loss all the play. Cooper Clark back there to make the stop. It's a big loss all the way back to the 40-yard line, right at midfield. A loss of 3 yards, and it'll bring up a 4th and about 7 for Valley Falls.
And you said it right there, quarterback, running back, handoff situation, and Cooper Clark just absolutely blew the offensive lineman up, pushed him all the way back into his own quarterback, and right there is one of those plays, you know, you get the handoff messed up. There could be a fumble right there, John.
Inside of the Donovan West defensive line, Riley Schuteman and Cooper Clark, both guys 6'2", 275 pounds. 4th down and 7. Cervantes to throw. The offense stays out there. He'll throw a ball back to the right side. Has Drinkard open, but it is going to be caught. Drinkard makes the catch at the 15-yard line. Just took it away from the defender. As Hudson Penny was in coverage, but Drinkard just pulled it away from him. A gain of 26.
And we noticed the ball was a little bit underthrown, John, but Cervantes just throwing the ball into the wind right there, and I think that's what held that football up. It might have been a touchdown if not.
So I would give Valley Falls 1st and 10 from the Donovan West 14-yard line. Here's Cervantes on a run. He tries to cut it back inside. A flag is down. And Cervantes gets to the 10-yard line, but the flag down right about near the line of scrimmage in the area of a hold. It is going to be against Valley Falls. So that'll move it back 10 yards. Get a 2nd penalty on Valley Falls tonight. So instead of a gain of about 3, I'll move it back and we'll redo 1st down. This is going to make it 1st and about 22.
After the holding penalty, it'll be 1st and 22 for the Dragons.
So now all the way back to the 25-yard line. 5:16 to go in the opening quarter. We're tied at 8. Cervantes in the pistol set. Gives along the right side to Drinker, trying to get the edge. He's going to be pulled down from behind. A short gain on the play.
Ball carrier by number 44, Daniel Drinker.
And Drinker will get inside of the 25. Kelby Windmeyer on the stop for Donovan West. A short gain of 3, bringing up now a 2nd down at about 19.
We talked about it earlier, John. Head coach Perry Smith saying, hey, we need multiple people getting to that tackle right there. Windmeyer was the first one there, but he brought the troops with him. 3 or 4 Mustangs in on that tackle.
Well, it'll be interesting if see if Valley Falls goes back to the air here on 2nd down and nearly 20. Back on the football, Cervantes in the shotgun. He'll have Evans to his left, and Drinkard splits out here to the near side. Cervantes takes the snap, gives it to Evans. He bounces it back inside, gets across the 20-yard line, then gets slammed down. It'll set up a 3rd down and long as Evans is able to get 6 yards. We're starting to see those holes close up a little bit quicker. That first drive It was just that one big play. So far on this drive, early Donovan West, their run defense has been quite a bit better, closing down on those gaps. So that'll bring up now a third down at about 15 yards.
Yeah, it looked like that was the same play that Zach Evans took one to the crib from about 60 yards out earlier. Like you said, Donovan West closing those gaps up, only allowing, you know, 3 or 4 yards per carry right there.
Ball spotted at about the 18-yard line. A first down would come inside of the five. Here's Cervantes on a design quarterback run to the right side. He'll get the edge, and they can shove that around at the original line of scrimmage, close to the 10-yard line. They'll give him to about the 11. And that'll be a gain of about 5 yards or so and bring up fourth and nine.
Fourth down for the Dragons,
fourth and nine. So fourth and nine, obviously the offense is going to stay out there for the Dragons. 3:30 to go in the opening quarter. We are tied at eight. Both teams scored on their opening possessions of the night. Valley Falls is their second of the evening.
You have to think with how close the first down stick is to the end zone, they might be going for the whole thing here, John.
Three receivers split right, one to the left. Cervantes to throw. Throws the ball back over the middle. It's going to be caught near the first down marker and then being shoved back. I think that was Zach Evans. It was. It is going to be enough for a first down. Needed 9, got 10, and that'll move the sticks and set up a first and goal.
I think that was a really good spot by the far line judge over there. He was a part of the play, actually, but the wide receiver and corner ran into him, and he still did his job, found the spot. Got the ball at the 1 yard line now.
So first and goal for the Dragons. When you look out there, the football, the nose of it nearly touching the goal line. Three running backs in the backfield for Valley Falls. This will be Cervantes along the right side. He'll walk into the end zone. An easy touchdown for Dylan Cervantes, his 9th rushing touchdown of the year. And Valley Falls, just like that, takes the lead right back.
Good patience right there by Cervantes. Got the football. Waited about a second or two just for a hole to open up, and as soon as it did on that right side, he was through it.
What a good methodical drive that was for Valley Falls. So we're under 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. So now the Dragons will go for two. Three guys in the backfield for this two-point try. This is Cervantes. He'll bounce and roll, and he'll be close to the goal line. Is he in? Yes. He reaches the football across, and the two-point try is good. So with that, another timeout. 2:44 to go in the opening quarter. It's 16-8. Valley Falls takes the lead over Donovan West. Take a break. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Highland Trinity College Theater Department presents the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, at Culbertson Auditorium, November 11th through 13th. The HCC Players present the phenomenal, popular, and fast-paced, hilarious parody that is not your traditional evening of Shakespeare. Admission is free, as always, but seating is limited for this production. So make plans to attend the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, in Culbertson Auditorium, Thursday and Friday, November 11th and 12th at 7:30 p.m., and Saturday, November 13th at 2 p.m. on the HCC campus in Highland.
KNZA.
Nine-play drive, 4:45 off the clock. It goes 42 yards and a one-yard touchdown run by Dylan Cervantes for his 9th of the year. Valley Falls takes a 16-8 lead over Donovan West with 2:44 to go in the opening quarter. And Johnny came back with you. Dustin Gosa alongside of me. That'll be Trent Spiker back deep to receive. We do have a quick score update. Centralia leads Linden 7-0 at the end of the first quarter in that fast-moving game. As Katzmeyer gets us back underway, Spiker drops the ball, picks it back up at the 15-yard line. Now comes on the return. He's hit immediately, and he'll be slammed down. That is going to be Solomon Drinkard, who makes the stop. The sophomore stops Spiker in his tracks at the 15, and that is where Donovan West will begin their second drive of the night. Onega also leads Blue Valley 14-6 in the first quarter. Frankfort trails Thunder Ridge 54-12 at halftime there. And Hiawatha leads Royal Valley 14-0. Those scores brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? 2:37 to go in the opening quarter. First and 10 for Donovan West from their own 15-yard line. Valley Falls shows blitz and flags fly. I think on that far side, Valley Falls had somebody jump off, which then caused Donovan West to jump. Looked like Trenton Kratchner at his defensive end position kind of got an early start. Now the referees are going to talk about it to see who it will be against. It's going to be a false start against Donovan West. So that'll be the first penalty on Donovan West tonight. It's a 5-yard penalty, but it'll make it first and 15 now from back of the 10-yard line.
Quite the deliberation right there by the officials. They spoke about that for about 45 seconds to a minute.
So now first and 15 from the 10. Here's Spiker on the design, quarterback run, bounce it outside. He's got some room, 20-yard line, 25, 30. There goes Spiker, midfield, the 30. One man to beat, he's going to be tripped up all the way down to the 15-yard line as Zach Evans saves the touchdown, but Spiker gets all the way to the 15-yard line in a big run on a design quarterback run over the right yard. 55 yards on the scamper by Trent Spiker.
And one man to beat, John. He was in the end zone.
Quickly back on the football is Donovan West at the 15-yard line. This will be a give to Franken right over the right guard. He'll bounce to the 10-yard line and gain 5. And set up a 2nd and 5. 2:10 to go in the opening quarter. 16-8 is the lead for Valley Falls.
I don't mind that play at all. Cole Franken's been running the ball real well. And you're giving your quarterback a break after that huge scamper.
Valley Falls was trying to sub a man on late. They do not get him on. This will be a give to Simmons on the left side. He'll bounce it, and he'll go into the end zone for a touchdown. A 10-yard run by Breeden Simmons. That is his 6th rushing touchdown of the year. And Donovan West comes right back and only takes a couple of plays, and they are now a 2-point conversion away from tying us back up.
Almost identical to the Valley Falls first drive right there, Johnny.
Was that 3 plays?
3 plays, 85 yards. And it took about 45 seconds, about the same as the Valley Falls. This is almost mirrored identical.
Spiker back under center for the 2-point conversion attempt. It will be Spiker. He'll keep it himself, but he's going to be stopped short. Now he's going to try to spin, and they're going to say he got in. Spiker's able to spin his way and get the football across the goal line and into the end zone for the 2-point try. And it is good with 1:52 to go in the opening quarter. We're tied at 16. It's been a fun first quarter. Stay tuned with us. We'll be back here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Those chilly fall nights, the sound of the band. You just can't beat the experience of a small-town football game. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska of Union State Bank of Horton. You will see familiar faces from the USB team in the stands at those games because we live and work where you do. We will be cheering on the team, watching our kids play with yours. It's the little things and the big things that make USB rich in community. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
More points scoring if it was 100 yards.
Well, we've had a shootout so far. We're tied at 16 with still 1:52 to go here in the opening quarter. Just a 3-play drive that takes less than a minute. As Donovan West goes 65 yards and gets a 10-yard run by Braden Simmons for his 6th rushing touchdown of this 2021 campaign. Trent Spiker will tee the football back up and get us back underway as Sam Drinkard stands back at his own 5-yard line. Hope your track shoes are on tonight, Dustin. Looks like we're going to be in for a marathon. Booming kick, no shot for Drinker. This is going to hit the back end line of the end zone. And the 2nd touchback for Trent Spiker here tonight.
That was an absolute bomb of a kick right there by Trent Spiker.
Talked about earlier, kicking runs in the family with his brother, the punter at Washburn University. But Valley Falls, 1st and 10 from their own 15-yard line. In an 8-man Division I district game here tonight. And it'll be Cervantes in the shotgun with Evans is running back to his left. Cervantes to throw. He's going to throw right side. It's going to be knocked and tipped. And was it caught? I think that was a catch. Wow, what a catch by Trenton Kratchner. He caught it about the 16, 17-yard line. It's a short gain of 2, but it'll bring up a 2nd and 8. He bobbled that around and somehow corralled it right near that far sideline.
That was a good job right there by the Donovan West defensive line getting to the backfield. The quarterback had another half second. They had Solomon Drinkard wide open middle of the field. That was just begging to be a touchdown.
First catch of the year for Trenton Craxner. Second down and 8. Cervantes to throw. Pumps right. Now he's going to roll out to the right. He'll throw back over the middle. It's going to be caught by Drinkard at about the 21-yard line. He'll catch it on his backside and gain 4 yards to bring up a third down and short.
One thing I have noticed about these wide receivers for Valley Falls, John, is they're not just doing just a single move, single route. They're doing double and even triple routes to try to fool this Donovan West secondary.
Cervantes pumping a lot, trying to get some type of double move going on as receivers on the outside. Third down and 4 coming up for Valley Falls. Ball spot at the 21-yard line. Empty backfield, set 3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Cervantes rolls right, back to throw, now throws the ball late. He's got a caught by Zach Evans at the 35-yard line, and it'll roll across midfield to the 39 of Donovan West. So that's going to move the sticks for Valley Falls on the pitch and catch between Cervantes and Evans as it goes for 20 yards.
Believe it or not, right there, John, their first third down conversion of the game.
5 consecutive completions for Dylan Cervantes. First and 10 from the Donovan West 39-yard line. 7 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Can the Dragons get it off? They do. This will be a design quarterback run for Cervantes. He's got the edge. 35-30, 25-20. Cervantes tries to run over a man. He's tackled at the 15-yard line. But a big run by Dylan Cervantes. That'll be a run for Cervantes on 24 yards all the way to the 15-yard line. And that'll be the final play of quarter number 1. What a shootout it was. Shape it up to be that the rest of the way. Stay with us. At the end of one quarter, we're tied at 16. Let's take a break. Welcome back with quarter number 2 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hungry for pizza? The October special is so good it's scary at the Pizza Bakery in Horton. The Gruesome Twosome is back with 2 medium single topping pizzas for only $21.99. The Pizza Bakery always uses 100% real meat and cheese, no fillers, and they have a full menu of wraps, wings, salads, sandwiches, breadsticks, and even desserts. And the new hot case to grab and go. Always great food and great variety. Call in, carry out, or eat in at 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They appreciate your local support.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of the second quarter, 16-all is our score between Donovan West and Valley Falls. Valley Falls, though, with a first and 10 from the Donovan West 15-yard line here as we start quarter number 2. Alongside Dustin Gosa, Johnny came back with you. 3 running backs in the backfield. Cervantes will keep it himself on first and 10, runs straight up the middle, spins off the first man, rolls inside of the 10-yard line, and spins forward to about the 8. That'll be a gain of 7 and bring up a second down and 3.
So far, both of these offenses have been doing exactly what they wanted to do, John.
Trying to quick snap did Valley Falls, but they're going to get him with a false start. So that'll be the third penalty on the Dragons here tonight. So Donovan West tried to quick snap a couple of times on Valley Falls here tonight. Valley Falls tried to return the favor, but instead they get hit with a 5-yard penalty. So that'll make it second down and about 8 yards for Valley Falls with 11:35 to go in the opening half. And we're tied at 16. Second and 8 coming up for this Valley Falls offense from just inside of the 15-yard line. Cervantes, again, going to keep it himself. Tries to get to the edge, gets to the 10-yard line, and then gets shoved out of bounds near the 5. Like they'll mark him back at about the 7-yard line.
Dylan Cervantes, make a stop, number 12.
And that'll be a gain of 5 yards.
Second
Brings up third and three for Valley Falls. Right back on the football come the Dragons. Three receivers split to the right, one to the left, an empty backfield for Gervantes in the shotgun. He'll pump once, throw it right, has his man, it's Drinkard, and he'll bounce into the end zone for a touchdown. That is a 7-yard touchdown pass from Dylan Gervantes to Samuel Drinkard. And for Gervantes, that's his fourth passing touchdown of the season. For Drinkard, his first receiving touchdown of 2021.
And Drinkard right there made just one move, walked in untouched into the end zone.
So now Valley Falls will go for two. Six consecutive completions for Dylan Cervantes. He'll keep it himself on the two-point try, and he's short. They stop him just short of the goal line, and two-point try is no good. So we have a timeout with 10:43 to go in the first half. It is 22-16. Valley Falls the lead. We'll be back here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Save big on Hustler Mowers at Heinen Repair during their model year-end clearance sale. Hustler Turf's entire line of residential zero-turn mowers comes equipped with unique features, like their patented park brake system and their exclusive smooth track steering that enables you to glide around obstacles with ease. And now, get 0% financing on certain models with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Hustler, using global and American parts built right here in Kansas. See them at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or at HeinenRepair.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Kicking off with the Dragons. 10:43 to go in the first half, 22-16. Valley Falls takes the lead on a 7-yard touchdown pass from Dylan Cervantes to Samuel Drinkard. Seven plays is all it takes, a little bit over 3 minutes off the clock, and a 65-yard drive for the Dragon offense. Drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. Visit Matt and Terry Wilson in Holton and visit them online at WilsonTireKS.com. And it looks like there's a flag on the kickoff. I think one of the Valley Falls Dragons got a false start called against them, so that'll be the fourth penalty on Valley Falls here in this first half.
And really, that's the only blemish on their resume so far, John. Scored every possession.
Quickly, too.
Doing what they want to do on the offensive side of the ball, but just penalties are the only thing holding them back right now.
So Avery Gatzmeyer will tee the football back up at the 25-yard line now. And he will re-kick with Trent Spiker back standing at his own 10-yard line. So Gatzmeyer approaches the football. This time it's a short kick. It'll be fielded by an up man of Donovan West at the 38-yard line. As they were trying to catch Donovan West off guard, but Hudson Penny is right there to catch the football. It'll be first and 10 from the 37 with 10:43 to go in the half. Donovan West, just like Valley Falls, they've scored on every possession so far. They are 2-for-2. And first and 10 for the Mustangs. Ball at the 37-yard line. Spiker will be under center with two back running backs in the backfield here on first down. This will be Spiker himself. Out to the right side. Now it's out to the outside. A 35-yard line. 30. There he goes. 25-20 to the 15. And he'll bounce out of bounds near the 10-yard line. He'll get down to about the 12. And a big run for Trent Spiker on the opening drive of this third possession of the game for Donovan West. That run, it goes for 28 yards. Donovan West right back on the football. Spiker under center, first and 10 from the 12. Spiker again, this time bounced it all the way to the right edge. He'll get to the 5-yard line and run out of bounds there. 7-yard pickup for Spiker. Trent already over 90 yards rushing here in the first half. Mentioned it earlier, he averages 132 yards per game. Well, he's already over 90 here in this first half. Second and 3 for the Mustangs. Ball at the 5-yard line. This will be a give to Simmons. He'll hit the line, and they get thrown back. What a good play by Solomon Drinker, the sophomore for Valley Falls, to stop him. The leading tackler on this Dragon defense, the sophomore picks up the stop. and no gain on the play.
And it looks like on the offensive side of the ball there for Donovan West, you know, quarterback play. And then they're trying to do a little fake right there. Ran it to the running back, and Valley Falls was not fooled at all, John.
Simmons and Franken are the two tailbacks on third down and three. Spiker awaits the snap, takes it, keeps it himself along the right side. He'll bounce off a couple of tackers and carry tacklers into the end zone for a touchdown. A five-yard run by Trent Spiker. And for Trent, this is his 15th rushing touchdown of the year.
And how strong of a move was that? Trent Spiker getting hit in the backfield and basically drags two defenders into the end zone with him.
So big, so strong, 6'3", 200-pound senior. We're tied at 22, and now Donovan West a chance to take their first lead of the game. They can get this two-point conversion attempt.
Back-to-back possessions for Donovan West, scoring under 50 seconds, John.
I guess number 10 is going to carry this football. He is. Actually, now he's going to try to throw wide open in the right flat. Is Breen Simmons. He makes the catch, and the two-point try is good. So with that, we have a timeout with 9:50 to go in the opening half. For the first time tonight, Donovan West has the lead. It's 24-22. The Mustangs lead here on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
At Holton Community Hospital and our family medicine clinics, delivering quality care is not only our responsibility, but our passion. We think of care not just about treating symptoms, but also about attention to the whole person. We are dedicated to serving our community in every way. Let us provide your personalized care with Hometown Heart. That's what we do. Holton Community Hospital and Holton, Hoyt, and Wetmore Family Medicine, together we will show you the difference between treatment and care. Visit HoltonHospital.com for more information.
KNZA.
Just 50 seconds is all it takes for Donovan West. Both of their last two drives under 50 seconds. And two touchdowns this time, a five-yard run by Trent Spiker for his 15th of the year. And takes just four plays for Donovan West to take their first lead of the night at 24-22. Donovan West will kick from right to left as we view the field. And again, it's Trent Spiker to tee the ball up. He's had two touchbacks already tonight. Approaches the football, gives it a boot. Another booming kick that will go into the end zone. And be another touchback. That one actually bounced at about the three, and Drinkard just watched it roll into the end zone. So first and 10 for Valley Falls from their own 15-yard line. One thing to watch, something that's been bothering Trent Spiker all year, is his right shoulder. He is hanging it way down by his side after that touchdown run. So it'll be interesting to see how much defense he plays here tonight. Could be big for Valley Falls offensively. Already cruising along tonight. First and 10, empty backfield set. Cervantes to throw. Looking right, under pressure. Now he's going to roll back left. Steps up, throws the ball deep back over the middle, and there's going to be contact and a flag. Looks like there was a couple different guys, Winmeyer and Smith, both there for Donovan West in coverage. They were trying to get it to Solomon Drinkard at about the 30-yard line, but flags fly, a little bit of early contact. He got hit in the back. So it will be pass interference against Donovan West, and that'll move it to the 30-yard line. So a 15-yard penalty essentially on Donovan West, their second of the night.
And if I was Coach Perry Smith on that one, I would be having a little talk with the umpire there. That looked like an uncatchable ball a little bit behind him on that one. Don't get me wrong, there was a lot of contact there, but I didn't think anybody was going to get to that football.
So now first and 10 for Valley Falls from their 30. This will be an underneath give to Zach Evans. Another flag flies and then gets slamming down as Evans right at the line of scrimmage. And another flag flies late as they're going to get Cooper Clark on a penalty late on the tackle on Zach Evans. And Coach Perry Smith is not happy with that call. And neither is the Donovan West sideline. There were two flags on the play.
Both from the same referee.
It'll be a hold against Valley Falls and then a personal foul face mask called against Donovan West, offsetting penalties. So they'll put it back down first and 10 at the 30-yard line. So they'll place the ball right at middle of the field at the 30-yard line. We'll replay first and 10. 9:30 to go in the half, 24-22. Donovan West leads. Cervantes takes the snap. It's underneath handoff and nearly fumbling as Denton Elias. Now he breaks free. 35-yard line, 40. Finally shoved out of bounds as he gets into Valley Falls territory. But that's Denton Elias on the carry. That's just the third carry of the season for Elias. And he runs it for 13 yards. Looked like it should have been a loss of three.
Valley Falls picking up the pace right here, John. They're already back on the football, ready to run a play.
First and 10 from the Donovan West 36-yard line. Cervantes to throw. Cooper Clark giving pressure. Ball back over the middle. It's going to be incomplete. Overshot his intended target. He was looking for Zach Evans at the 15. A good coverage by Hunter Smith. The ball falls incomplete and brings up second and 10. Well, that'll end the streak for Cervantes. He had connected on his previous six passes. So now second and 10 for the Dragons from the 37-yard line. Three running back to the backfield. Cervantes takes the direct snap, rolls over the center, gets all the way to the 30-yard line. It'll gain 7 yards. Maybe he'll give him six to about the 31. That'll bring up a third and manageable. One thing, Dustin, tonight, we really haven't seen many third and longs by either team tonight. Anytime there's been a third down, it's been third and fairly short.
Yeah, we talked about it right before the game, John, about how defense was going to affect this game, that defenses really needed to step up. And so far, defenses on both sides really haven't shown up at all.
Third down and 4 for Valley Falls from the 31-yard line. Here is Drinkard along the left side. He's got the first down and more to the 25, 20, 10, 5, touchdown. As a 31-yard strike from Samuel Drinkard, he picks up a 31-yard score, and Valley Falls takes the lead right back. So Drinkard tonight has a receiving touchdown. Now he has a rushing touchdown. The Dragons will go for two. Two running backs in front of Cervantes, who awaits the snap. He'll keep it himself, and he'll go straight into the end zone untouched for the two-point drive. So with that, we have a timeout on the field with 8:31 to go in the first half. It is 30-24. Valley Falls now takes the lead back as we go back and forth here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Mark Starr at GM Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GM Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
FM, KNZA.
Miss Simmons, happy birthday, Brayden.
Another short drive, only 4 plays in a minute 20. And Samuel Drinkard scores his second total touchdown of the night, a 31-yard run. And Valley Falls takes the lead at 30-24. So Avery Gatzmeyer will tee the football back up and get us back underway. Dustin, we talked about both defenses struggling so far this year, and that's basically what we've seen here tonight. Here's Spiker. He'll take the kick at the 5-yard line. Now he comes on the return to the 25-yard line. Bounces to the 30. Still on his feet to the 35, and he'll be shoved out of bounds there.
28-yard return by number 10.
We're actually going to mark him back at about the 32-yard line, and that is where Donovan West will begin this drive as we've still got 8:23 to go in the first half. Valley Falls leads 30-24. Neither team has punted the football away. Both teams have scored on every drive. Valley Falls 4-for-4 so far. Donovan West 3-for-3.
One thing we did mention about Trent Spiker, as much as he runs the ball, he also has 46 return yards on kickoffs today.
Kind of does it all for the Mustangs. He is a extremely key piece to the Mustang offense and team overall. Here's Franken on first down, and they run to the right side. across the 35-yard line to maybe the 37 or so. Give them 5 yards and bring up second and five.
You have to think, at this rate, John, does the first defense get a stop? Is that going to be enough to put away the football game?
The way I looked at it, the fact that Donovan West stopped Valley Falls on that two-point try a couple of possessions ago, that might have been the difference. I don't know if anybody's stopping anybody tonight the way we're rolling. Second and five for Donovan West. Ball at the 37-yard line. Spiker back under center, split backfield. Franken again up the middle, runs across midfield and gets a first down all the way to the 37-yard line of Valley Falls. That'll be a gain of 8 yards and move the sticks.
And you got to love the way he runs. Well, I mean, we've talked about it in the first quarter, but he just keeps getting stronger as the game goes on. Got hit about 2 yards past the line of scrimmage and drug two defenders about 6 more yards to get that first down there, John.
Averaging nearly 6 yards per carry is Franken here in the first half. 7:25 to go in the half, 30-24 Valley Falls. First and 10 for Donovan West. This is Simmons along the left side. Falls his blockers. Now bounced it outside. He's got some room. Looking for another block. Franken gives him one of the 25. He runs over a man and gets shoved out of bounds at the 20-yard line. That'll be a gain of 17 for Braden Simmons. Another chain mover for Donovan West.
And one thing I love about his game, the patience right there. He realized he wasn't going anywhere, waited a second, cut back to the outside, and it looked like it was going in slow-mo, and then he just picked up speed and got about a 15-yard gain after he got past the line of scrimmage, John.
Both teams averaging over 10 yards per carry here in the first half. First and 10 for Donovan West from the 20-yard line. Ball spot near the left hash, and now we're going to get an offside on Valley Falls.
Dead ball, encroachment against the Dragons.
Alex McGuire, the senior, jumped a little early there, so that'll make it first and five.
And the fifth penalty for the Valley Falls tonight, John, it all has to do with the offense and defensive lines.
Five penalties for 32 yards. Here's Spiker on first and five, keeps himself to the right side, now bounces it outside of the 10 to the 5, into the end zone, touchdown Mustang. A 15-yard run by Trent Spiker. He's in the end zone for the second time tonight. Second consecutive time for Donovan West. And we're tied up at 30 with a two-point try looming.
And that was another one of those runs by Trent Spiker. Looked like he was going to get hit in the backfield and just drug two defenders another 15 yards to the end zone.
I put Spiker over 100 yards rushing already here in the first half. Now the Mustangs will go for two. Split backfield set. Spiker waits. Now looks both ways and gets back under center. Spiker takes the snap. He'll keep it himself to the right side. He'll bounce. He'll reach. He's across. Yep, two-point try. Good. 7:05 to go in the half. 32-30. Donovan West takes the lead once again. Back and forth we go here in this 8-man Division I district contest here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them.
So, for Donovan West, that drive, 4 plays. 1:25 is all it takes in a 49-yard drive. Results in a Trent Spiker 15-yard run for his second of the night and 16th of the season. Drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. Visit Matt and Terry Wilson in Holden or visit them online at WilsonTireKS.com. I guess Matt and Terry Wilson are excited about the game we're having here tonight. Plenty of publicity as Spiker sends a booming kick that's going to be stopped at the 1-yard line. Here comes Drinkard on the return. He breaks free. 20-yard line, just the kicker to beat. 30-yard line, 35-40. Cuts it back inside and finally tackled from behind is Drinkard all the way to the 35-yard line of Donovan West. That ball just died at the 1-yard line. Drinkard thought it was going to go to the end zone. But he had to pick it up at the last minute, found a crease, and took it all the way to the Donovan West 35-yard line. That is a return of almost 44 yards. 44 yards on the return for Drinkard. So first and 10 for Valley Falls from the 35 of Donovan West. 6:56 to go in the half. This is a give to Evans over the right side on first down. He's hit and struck down by three Donovan West defenders. Hunter Smith there. I think that's Michael Lackey. Yep, he's there as well, along with Windmeyer. team at the eight-man level.
I think they're on pace, John.
They played Onega. I think that was back in 2016. And here's a jet sweep give to Zach Evans on 3rd and 9. He has 4 different Donovan West defenders pull him down as he gets to the 32. Just a short gain of a couple. It'll be 4th down and about 7 for Valley Falls. But it's a short gain of 2 for Evans. And can Donovan West get a stop? Have not gotten one yet tonight, but a 4th and 7 coming up here for Valley Falls as we're under 5:50 to go in the half. 32-30, Donovan West leads. Valley Falls with a 4th and 7.
And with how high-powered this Valley Falls offense has been tonight, John, you know that they have at least a handful of plays in the playbook that can get this first down for them.
Ball at the 32-yard line, 4th and 7. A first down would come with a 25. Cervantes by himself, and they're going to get it. Did they get Donovan West for jumping off? I think they did on the right edge. I think Cole Franken jumped off sides. And so that is going to give a free 5 yards and now a 4th and 7 and turns into a 4th and 2. That is huge.
Which was interesting. It was a line judge on this near side. When it happened on the far side, it looked like the far side official was going to let it go and the near side official.
Because I thought if you jump off, you have a chance to get yourself back before the snap, but apparently not. And so now 4th and 2, and Valley Falls is going to bring everybody in tight. Cervantes will keep it himself along the left side. He hits the line, falls forward. He's close. I don't know. He's very close. The far side referee says he's short, and it is going to be a turnover on down. Donovan West finally gets a stop defensively. I mean, it's by 6 inches to be in a first down, but Cervantes gets stopped short, needed 2.5, got just 2. And that might be the big turnover on down needed tonight.
And now how big is that stop on that 2-point conversion, John? Donovan West gets a score here right before halftime. They go up 2 possessions.
And they're going to get the ball to start the second half. 1st and 10 for the Mustangs at the 25-yard line. Just across it to maybe the 26 is Trent Spiker back under center. Everybody down and set. Spiker takes it, keeps it himself to the right side, bounces it back inside, 35-40. I'll give him actually just a 35 as well. They'll mark him close to a first down. And we'll see where the spot is. I think it's going to be enough for a first down as it is, so they'll gain 10 yards.
That runs good for Donovan West.
Spiker just continues to rack up the double-digit runs here the first half. That is his 4th run of at least 10 yards. This is Franken straight up the gut. This time it's going nowhere. Looks like that. Spencer DeRamgey in there on the stop. And it brings up 2nd down and 9. Under 4:20 to go. 2nd and 9. Spiker back under center. Split backfield. Spiker fakes, keeps it himself on the near side, looking to get the edge to the 40, and then he'll be shoved down out of bounds at the 35-yard line. He'll gain about 7 yards and be a yard short of a first down. Third down and 1 coming up for Donovan West. Now Valley Falls looking to see if their defense can possibly get a stop. But a 3rd and short here for Donovan West. At the Valley Falls 35-yard line. Got to think 2 downs here to get a yard. 4 minutes to go in the half. Spiker under center. Let's give it to Franken. He's got the first down and then gets shoved back. It's actually going to be right at the first down stake, but I think it's going to be about a half a yard across. And they are going to say first down. So I'll give him 2 yards and then move the 6.
And right here, John, if you're on the Donovan West coaching, would you try to score as quickly as possible right here? Or would you try to milk the clock down and get that last score before half?
Well, you can tell that Donovan West so far on this drive, they're taking their time. Previous couple of drives only took 50 seconds or so and less than a minute and a half. But this one, they're being more methodical, taking their time, going to the sideline, getting the play in. is here on first and 10. It's a toss this time to Franken, trying to get to the edge and a block, and a flag flies at the line of scrimmage as Franken gets shoved down about 2 yard gain.
There's a flag on the play.
Trent Spiker, the quarterback, was out on the edge trying to throw a block, but I think they got him where a hold. They did. So they'll move it back 10. Les will move it all the way back into Donovan West territory to the 35-yard line. Essentially be
first and 21 for Donovan
West. Now, first and 21.
A lot of laundry on the field here tonight, John. That's the ninth penalty between these two teams before halftime.
Four penalties for 36 yards for Donovan West, five for 32 for Valley Falls. So first and 21 from back at the 35. Here's Spiker on our keeper to the right side across midfield. Gets close to the 35-yard line, but they're going to say he went out of bounds at the 39 of Valley Falls for a short gain of about 6 yards.
And that's where that football IQ for Spiker comes in. He gets out to the sideline, and he realizes, I need to run out of bounds here. You know, it's not worth lowering that shoulder, especially with that injury that he's been, you know, it's kind of been hounding him all night. You know, it's not worth that extra, you know, trying to get that extra yard. Let's just get out of bounds, stop the clock, you know, try to keep the chains moving.
3:03 to go in the half, 32-30. Donovan West leads Valley Falls. Second down and 15 from the 39-yard line of the Dragons. Here's Spiker. He's back to throw. Looking to throw back over the middle, has Hunter Smith open, but it's going to be picked off. Zach Evans with the interception at the 14-yard line. And just after the Donovan West defense gets a stop on down, the first turnover of the night for the Valley Falls defense as Spiker throws the interception. That, for Spiker, is his sixth of the season.
And what a momentum swing there, John. You just felt the air just come out of the stadium right there before halftime.
And Spiker had Smith open initially, but just took a little bit too long in throwing into the wind. You could tell the wind kind of caught that ball up. And Evans underneath was just able to reach up and grab the interception to give it first and 10 for the Dragons at about the 14-yard line. Under 3 minutes to go, 2:55 to be exact. Valley Falls trails by two. Cervantes now to throw. He's going to roll left, now take off and run to the edge, to the 20-yard line, puts his head down, and then gets shoved back to the 22-yard line. He'll gain about 8 yards and bring it up a second and 2. So now what does Valley Falls do? See if they go to a little bit of tempo here. 2:30 to go. Plenty of time for these two offenses. Second down and one for about the 22-yard line. Three receivers split right, one to the left. Cervantes by himself. Takes the snap to throw. Looking right side, he'll throw. It's caught by Drinker to the 25. He's tackled from behind, but it's a first down pickup. So Samuel Drinker gets the first down pickup. Kelby Windmeyer on the stop.
What a heads up play by Windmeyer right there, tackling the receiver inbounds, keeping the clock rolling.
Gain of about 8, makes it first and 10 from the 30-yard line. Spotted near the right hash. Everybody in tight on first and 10. Cervantes takes the snap. He's looking to run the option. He'll toss it out to Evans. The ball is down, and Donovan West jumps on it. Back-to-back turnovers for both offenses that have been so great tonight. But the fumbled pitch by Evans, Donovan West recovers, and they'll have it inside of the Valley Falls 30.
That was one of those plays you really think would have been better if Cervantes just would have tucked the ball, you know, took the hit. He pitched at the last second, didn't really give his running back enough time to get some separation from him. He was only about a yard from him when he made that pitch.
Close to him. Yeah, he was so close to him. That's hard to retain eye coordination because he kind of tossed to him with a little bit of hot sauce on it, but just nothing to handle for Evans, and Donovan West gets another big turnover. First and 10 for the Mustangs from the 27-yard line. Spiker to throw, rolls right, throws the ball back over the right side. He had Simmons open but missed it. He had two guys open. He had, I think that was Creighton Johnson, basically at the 10-yard line, would have been a walk-in touchdown. And Coach Perry Smith comes running over and is ripping Trent Spiker for missing Creighton Johnson at the 10.
Yeah, that was a good play call right there. exactly what you need in one of those big plays right after a turnover, but the execution's not there. You know, kind of takes the momentum out of your offense.
Exactly what Coach Smith was thinking. Get a turnover, take a shot on first down, but it's incomplete. No harm, no foul, and now second down and 10. Spiker back underneath the football. He'll give it to Simmons along the left side. He's shoved back. It's going to be a loss of two. Trenton Kraxner gets the stop. The defensive end for Valley Falls. A loss of 2 yards back to the 30-yard line.
That's interesting, Johnny, for any of our listeners. Last week, we had talked about, you know, the defensive side of the ball. Whenever we started speaking about something, it's spoken into existence. We talked about how there was no defense in the first half, and then sure enough, these last three possessions, just the defense has come up big for both teams.
We're under 105 to go in the half. We haven't had a score here in a couple of minutes, but it's been nothing but scores most of the night until the last 2 or 3 minutes. Third down and 13, a man in motion, empty backfield set. Here's Spiker on a quarterback run, trying to get the edge. He'll lower his shoulder, runs over Drinker, who then spins him down at the original line of scrimmage for maybe a gain of two, but just back to the original line, and that is it, maybe a yard more. So they bring up fourth down and 9. Really good play, though, by Samuel Drinkard. He's a second-leading tackler on the Dragons coming into this game, 55 of them. And now Donovan West is going to take their first timeout here in the first half. Clock stopped with 29 seconds to go in quarter number two. Donovan West with a 32-30 advantage. They'll have a fourth and 9 when we return here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters and Fran Wright can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call 785-334-2767.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Out of the timeout, 29-6 to go in the half. It's 32-30. Donovan West leads Valley Falls, but Donovan West with a 4th and 9 at the Valley Falls 27 here out of the break. Empty backfield set for Trent Spiker on 4th and 9. Two receivers to the right, one to the left, and H-back and Franken in on the right. Valley Falls showing pressure. It's just going to be a quarterback keeper for Spiker. He's looking to get the edge. He tries to cut back inside. A flag flies. Spiker will get to the 20, and he'll be short of a first down. Actually, no. Actually, I think on the second effort, they're going to give him the first down, but I think it's coming back. Flag down in the offensive backfield at the 30. Spiker did pick up the first down, but it's coming back on a hold. Yeah, all the way down to the 16-yard line. First down was about the 17 or 18.
Which, what a second effort by him.
Yeah, because he was looked like he was going to be stopped almost for a loss in the backfield, but instead he was able to pick up the first down, but it's all for nothing. So now it's going to be fourth and over 20. For Donovan West, that'll be their fifth penalty of this first half. So that'll put it right at midfield, and we'll make it 4th and 22 or 3 with 21 seconds to go.
You think we're going to see the special teams at all here, John?
No. Right now, Valley Falls is kind of in a prevent with Avery Gatzmeyer standing back near the first down sticks. This is actually going to be a designed throw for Braden Simmons. As he gets hit, as the ball is released, they're going to call it incomplete. And that is interesting because now Valley Falls is going to get the ball right at midfield with 16 seconds to go. We've seen the quick strike ability of this Valley Falls offense. Now they're going to have a chance to put some points on the board. Well, they try to run a trick play with Simmons throwing the football. And Valley Falls is out there with the offense ready to go. 1st and 10, empty backfield set. Three receivers bunched up to the near side, one to the far side. Valley Falls operates from left to right. Cervantes back to throw. Three-step drop, looks right, steps up, throws the ball back to the right side, has Drinker open, but he just overshot him. is in coverage with Spiker along that right sideline at the 5-yard line. Pass falls incomplete, and it stops the clock with 10 seconds to go.
And I know this is going to come down to whether or not your receivers can make that 40-yard dash for the next two plays, but we've seen Cervantes in warm-ups throwing that ball from about 40, 45 yards out, so he definitely has the juice to get it to the end zone here.
So that was probably, he threw it probably 40 yards through the air right there. He threw it from about 35, and it landed at the 5. So now two receivers split to the left on 2nd down and 10 from midfield. Cervantes again to throw. Looking left side under pressure. Cooper Clark giving chase. Cervantes rolls left. He's going to throw a ball back late. It's caught. That's Drinkard at the 34-yard line. They have a timeout. 2 seconds to go, and the Dragons will get the timeout after the gain of 5 yards.
Timeout.
And what a heads-up play right there by Cervantes, not allowing, you know, the sack right there and not just throwing the ball away. He found a receiver downfield, moved him up about 5-6 yards right there. Now you can actually get it to the end zone, not just the goal line.
And we saw Zach Evans earlier reach up and pull the ball out of the air on a pass from Cervantes. I'd imagine probably look for him here on this 3rd down and 5 play, which will likely be the final play of this first half, barring a defensive penalty. But what a first half, though, this has been. It was an offensive shootout for the early portions of this game. Both teams started 4-for-4 on their first 4 drives of the night, but both sides have been stopped in the last couple of drives.
A tale of two stories, John. Like you said, 4 touchdowns on each side, back to back to back to back. And then you have turnover on down, fumble for Valley Falls, and then an interception turnover on down for Donovan West. So offense has stepped up huge, and then the defense has stepped up huge.
So now it'll be 3rd and 5. This will be the final play of the first half, barring a defensive penalty. And I'll be interested to see where Donovan West elects to put these safeties. If I'm Donovan West, I'm going to put everybody back at about the 15-yard line, but they're going to be all within 15 yards of the line of scrimmage. Man in motion. This will be a give. Now a toss to Avery Gatzemeyer. He's got a good arm. Throws the ball late. He has Evans, and it's going to be knocked away at the last second, but there's a penalty. They're going to call a pass interference at the 5-yard line as Zach Evans tried to reach over a defender. And a great play call. Avery Gatzemeyer, the baseball stunt for Valley Falls. He's got a great arm. Threw it to about the 5-yard line, but they throw a flag, and now we await the call from our referee crew.
A very interesting call there, John. The back judge had just called it incomplete, and it looks like the far side line judge that was at the line of scrimmage is the one who threw that flag running down the field. He ran about 15 yards and threw it 20 yards.
They are going to call pass interference against Donovan West, so this will be an untimed down for Valley Falls with no time on the clock. That was a great play call, though. It nearly worked to perfection. Thought it was going to be a good job by Donovan West just to knock it away, but instead they get hit with the penalty. And so that'll give the Dragons the football at about the 20-yard line after the 15-yard penalty, and Valley Falls will take a timeout. Let's go ahead and take this quick break. 32-30, Valley Falls has one more play here in the first half, and we return on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
KNZA.
An untimed down coming up for Valley Falls, which will be the final play of this first half again, barring a defensive penalty. All 5 referees are huddled up around the 20-yard line, but they marched off the 15-yard penalty against Donovan West, so it will be an untimed down, 6th penalty against Donovan West here tonight. So here it is from the 20-yard line. What does Valley Falls draw up here? 2 receivers split left, a tight end in on the left side, and Denton Elias. Cervantes to throw. Plenty of time. Now he rolls over the right side. Here comes a flag. throws the ball back over the middle into the end zone. It is going to be knocked away, incomplete. There is a flag, but it's going to be a hold. Jonathan West will decline, and we will go into our halftime break. They decline the penalty, and that is it. Two quarters in the books. It's been a fun one so far. Stay tuned with us. We'll come back. We'll take a break, and then we will have your first half stats. We'll take a look at some highlights and look at scores of other games around the area. It's 32-30. Donovan West leads Valley Falls here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Let us help you get your life back to normal with physical therapy from STARS, Sedbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services. I'm Mark Sedbeck to remind you we offer many ways to help you recover from surgery or an injury, and we have two locations, in Horton and in Hiawatha. At STARS, you'll find many of our therapists are from the area and have a genuine interest to provide you individualized attention for your recovery. So if you have pain, a sprain, or a strain, let STARS help you back to good health with locations in Horton and Hiawatha.
Schedule your livestock processing in Anderson Meats in Troy. They're now scheduling appointments for January of 2022. Call them at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats at Troy, striving to give their customers top-notch service for meat processing. Janelle and Curtis thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, located south on Last Chance Road. Call 785-985-2292. 785-985-2292.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
KNZA.
Well, we have reached halftime finally here in this eight-man Division I district contest. Donovan West with a 32-30 lead over Valley Falls here at intermission. Alongside Dustin Gosa, Johnny came back with you. Seth Tolleson taking care of us back to the studios. And, well, let's try to summarize this ball game so far. Both teams scored on their first four possessions. It all started with Valley Falls taking the opening possession and needing just three plays to find the end zone on a 60-yard run by Zach Evans. Montez back in the shotgun. He's got running back to his left in Evans. This will be a give to Evans over the right side. Hunter Smith giving chase. Breaking away is Evans. He'll get to the 45-yard line. 40. There's the 30. 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Dragon. What a way to start this game for Valley Falls. That is a run of 60 yards for Zach Evans, and Valley Falls strikes first, just three plays into the game. Donovan West responded with a more methodical drive of their own. They go on an eight-play drive that takes 3:30 off the clock and ends on a short touchdown run by Cole Franken. Biker takes the snap, gives to Franken up the middle. He hits the line. He's going to be into the end zone for a touchdown. Cole Franken racks up his fourth rushing touchdown of the season, and Donovan West will go for two and try to tie this game up halfway through the first quarter. Valley Falls came right back. They went on a long drive of their own. Their longest drive of the first half, a 9-play, 4.5-minute drive. It ends with a 1-yard touchdown run by Dylan Cervantes. Three running backs in the backfield for Valley Falls. This will be Cervantes along the right side. He'll walk into the end zone. An easy touchdown for Dylan Cervantes, his 9th rushing touchdown of the year. And Valley Falls, just like that, takes the lead right back. Donovan West then only needed three plays to score their second touchdown of the night. This time, Braden Simmons got in on the action. Valley Falls was trying to sub a man on late. They did not get him on. This will be a give to Simmons on the left side. He'll bounce it, and he'll go into the end zone for a touchdown. A 10-yard run by Braden Simmons. That is his 6th rushing touchdown of the year. And Donovan West comes right back and only takes a couple of plays, and they are now a 2-point conversion away from tying us back up. That made it 16-16 in the first quarter. Valley Falls responded once again, this time through the air. They connect as Dylan Cervantes finds Samuel Drinkard on a 7-yard touchdown pass. Right back on the football come the Dragons. Three receivers split to the right, one to the left, an empty backfield for Gervantes in the shotgun. He'll pump on, throw it right, has his man, it's Drinkard, and he'll pass into the end zone for a touchdown. That is a 7-yard touchdown pass from Dylan Gervantes to Samuel Drinkard. And for Gervantes, that's his fourth passing touchdown of the season. For Drinkard, his first receiving touchdown of 2021. Two-point conversion try failed, made it 22-16 Valley Falls. Donovan West came back, just needed four plays in only 50 seconds, and Trent Spiker ran in his first rushing touchdown of the night. Simmons and Franken are the two tailbacks on third down and three. Spiker awaits the snap, takes it, keeps it himself along the right side. He'll bounce off a couple of tacklers and carry tacklers into the end zone for a touchdown. A 5-yard run by Trent Spiker is his 15th rushing touchdown of the year. Valley Falls then got their final touchdown of the half on a big 31-yard touchdown run by Sam Drinker to cap off a 4-play, 1-minute, and 20-second drive. Third down and 4 for Valley Falls from the 31-yard line. Here is Drinker along the left side. He's got the first down and more to the 25, 20, 10, 5, touchdown. As a 31-yard strike from Samuel Drinker, he picks up a 31-yard score, and Valley Falls takes the lead right back. That made it 30-24 in favor of the Dragons, but again, Donovan West came right back. Spiker again, his second rushing touchdown of the night, this time for 15 yards out. Here's Spiker on first and 5, keeps himself to the right side, now bounces it outside of the 10 to the 5, into the end zone, touchdown Mustang. A 15-yard run by Trent Spiker. He's in the end zone for the second time tonight, second consecutive time for Donovan West, and we're tied up at 30 with a 2-point try looming. After that, both defenses finally came alive. Valley Falls turned it over on down. Donovan West then threw an interception as Valley Falls defense got a stop. Valley Falls then fumbled, and then Donovan West turned it over on downs, and that gave us to our halftime score. So what a first half shootout it was. 32-30 is our score here at intermission. Looking at the first half stats, I mean, just overall, both teams with over 200 total yards of offense. Valley Falls with 269 total yards of offense, 183 of those yards come on the ground, 86 through the air. Valley Falls averaged nearly 10 yards per carry, and the Dragons were led on the ground by Zach Evans, 5 carries, 69 yards. He had a receiving touchdown. He did have a rushing touchdown. That was the 60-yarder to begin the game. Dylan Cervantes, 9 carries, 65 yards. He had a rushing score, also threw a passing touchdown to Samuel Drinker. Cervantes had 86 yards passing in the first half, 2 catches, 33 yards for Evans in the 1 score, and Samuel Drinker, 5 catches, 51 yards. Trent Kraxner, 1 catch for 2 yards. Drinker also carried 4 times for 36 yards, and then Elias had 1 carry for 32 yards. Donovan West, meanwhile, 223 total yards of offense. All of those come on the ground. They average just over 9 yards per carry. Trent Spiker leads the way, 10 carries, 139 yards, 2 rushing touchdowns. Braden Simmons, 5 carries, 37 yards and a score. And Cole Franken, 9 carries, 47 yards. He has 1 touchdown. Trent Spiker was 0 for 2 through the year. That's it for the first half statistics for this game so far. Donovan West, 6 penalties for over 60 yards in the first half. Valley Falls, 5 penalties for over 30 yards through the first 2 quarters. So, again, our halftime score, 32-30. Donovan West leads Valley Falls. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Seth will have some halftime scores of other games going on around the area. But, again, 32-30, D-West leads here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is participating in the Emergency Broadband Benefit Program. The program is designed to help families and households struggling to afford internet service during the COVID-19 pandemic. Rainbow Communications customers can apply for the program through getemergencybroadband.org. The program will provide a discount of up to $50 per month toward broadband-eligible households and up to $75 per month for households on qualifying tribal lands. For more information on Rainbow's participation in the Emergency Broadband Benefit Program, visit rainbowtel.net/broadbandbenefit.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-4255. 3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
Need help funding your passion? Whether it's traveling to exotic places, entertaining guests with your five-star culinary expertise, showcasing your interior design skills, or anything in between, a low-interest home equity line of credit for Morrill & James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley, is here to help. Visit bankbv.com/HELOC or stop by one of our branches in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison to get started today. Morrill & James Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
And welcome back to the Halftime Show here on 103.9 FM KNZA. Our halftime score right now in an eight-man shootout at Donovan West, 32, Valley Falls 30. It's just a two-point conversion that separates these two teams here in the first half. As again, D-West leads it at home tonight on senior night by two. Couple of turnovers by each team there in the end of the first half leads to, again, a stalling in scoring as we were on pace to put up well over 100 points in this game. But again, the second half of that second quarter, pretty much all defense. There's a few defensive stands and, like I said, a turnover for each team. And that gives us our halftime score. Donovan West 32, Valley Falls 30. We're going to throw some other scores your way. We do have a couple of eight-man finals already coming in here tonight, the first of which would be Axtell. The Eagles, again, continue to dominate here this season as they knock off Wetmore tonight, a final score of 64-16. One other eight-man final coming in already. This was a non-district game in Division II. It is the Longhorns of Thunder Ridge taking care of Frankfort tonight. 60-12 is your final. Frankfort drops to 5-2 on the season. Other scores coming in here at the half. It is ACCHS and Republic County in a district game. Republic County leads that one by 4. Good game there. 12-8, low scoring. Also another halftime score. Centralia leads Linden 13-0. Halftime score in Hiawatha at Memorial Stadium. It's the Redhawks all over Royal Valley. 35-0, as again, Hiawatha could clinch a playoff spot with the win, and they look to be well on their way to do so. Also tonight at the half in Class 3A, that same district, it is Holton. They lead Rock Creek 21-6. Holton, again, with a win over Rock Creek, could pretty much seal the deal there and wrap up that district championship. So Holton tonight with a 21-6 lead at the half. Also leading at the half would be Sabetha, also in that same district in Class 3A. They lead Jeff West by a score of 35-7. Sabetha, two punt returns for a touchdown to start the game. So again, the Blue Jays, the special teams, big part of the reason they were up early in that one. And again, our halftime score tonight in an eight-man shootout, it is Donovan West leading Valley Falls 32-30. It's going to come down to which defense can get the most stops. We're going to get you the second half of that ball game. That's coming up next. Johnny Kane has that call after this here on 103.9 FM KNZA.
Hi, folks. This is Joe at Holthouse Auto House, your full-service dealer in Fairview, Kansas. From getting you your dream ride to all of your service work, we are here to help. We have a full-service shop where every vehicle undergoes a 172-point inspection. At Holthouse Auto House, every vehicle comes with a warranty. No as-is vehicles here. Don't see what you're looking for on our lot or website. Our locator service is all-inclusive. We will go anywhere in the country to find exactly what you want down to the last detail. We'll find it, get it, inspect it, and finance it. And then we can even service it after the sale. All here at Holthouse Auto House in Fairview.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
Hey, it's Nikki from the Pines in Holton. Wanted to give you a quick update on what's going on at the Pines. We currently are seeking applicants for CNA and CMAs. We offer competitive pay, an awesome work environment, flexible scheduling. We also have rooms available for your loved ones. Call us today at 785-364-3314. At the Pines, it's our family caring for yours.
At Foster Ford in Holton, we take a lot of pride in our hometown service. From our upfront sales department to our friendly and professional parts and service, we work diligently every day to make you the customer number one. So when you're ready to make your next car, SUV, or truck purchase, think Foster Ford. Stop and visit with Ray, Scott, Jordan, or me, Lonnie Coder, on Highway 75 in Holton, or check us out online at fosterfordinc.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Couple minutes left before we start the third quarter between Donovan West and Valley Falls. Donovan West on top, 32-30. Alongside Dustin Gosa, Johnny came back with you. Seth Tollison taking care of us back at the studios. Couple of quick score updates. A lot of games already about midway through the third quarter. The War on 24, it's been a good one so far. Rossville leads Silver Lake 10-6 with about 7:20 to go in the third quarter there. Big news for Rossville, their starting quarterback and the All-State stud, Torrey Horak, has not been on the field yet in the second half. So that is a big loss for Rossville so far. So we will see how that one ends up. Should be a really good one there. Jackson Heights leads Valley Heights 34-12 in the third quarter. And we'll have a complete scoreboard for you at the end of the game, as Seth will have it on the Community National Bank High School scoreboard show. So make sure you stay tuned with us for that one. But, Dustin, when you look back, really, the offenses had no struggle at all the first four drives. Defenses finally started to figure out a little bit. Do you think both defenses figured it out, or just the fact that both teams made a couple of mistakes?
I think it was more on the mistake side, but it was just interesting how we had talked about that, you know, how great the offenses were playing and the defenses hadn't shown up, and then sure enough, the defenses started showing up there. Both teams were on pace to score 50 points in the first half, but, you know, a couple big stops for Donovan West there and then a stop for Valley Falls. But I think the turnovers were big. Momentum killing right there at the end of the half for both teams, and that's just kind of is where they kind of just sputtered on the offensive end. But I think the second half, you got to think there's going to be a lot more offense. Not the same thing that we saw as the first half.
A couple more score updates just real quickly. Jeff County North leads Troy 22-12. And it looks like ACCHS leads Republic County 14-12 and they're near in the fourth quarter there. But, yeah, you look back just really overall, I mean, both offenses really, I mean, just look at the stats. Both went over 200 yards in the first half. Donovan West, 223. Valley Falls, 269. Both teams averaged over 9 yards a carry in the first half. So the running game for both sides was nearly unstoppable except for those final couple of drives. And the wind really picking up now. We just both were able to get out of this press box and go out there and really feel it. It's starting to really whip now. And you got to think, any time that a team would get down here in the second half, passing would be almost non-existent if you don't have the wind with you.
Yeah, and that was the two things that I was going to get at, Johnny. You know, the first half was basically like watching a video game on arcade mode, you know, easy arcade. Both these offenses just scoring at will. But like you said, we both stepped out of the press box and the wind started picking up. You know, it was a steady 5 to about 10 miles an hour at the start of the game through the first half, and now it's starting to howl. It's getting up to gusts to about 20 miles an hour right now. So you got to think, you know, passing is going to be out of the question here. I think it's going to be a lot of running the football in the second half.
So Donovan West will go from left to right here in this third quarter. Valley Falls from right to left. We are ready to go. So they'll put 12 minutes on the clock, and we are ready. Avery Gatzmeyer has the football teed up. Trent Spiker back deep to receive. He'll stand about his own 5-yard line. So Donovan West will get the opportunity first for the 2-point lead. Here comes Gatzmeyer, gets the boot away. End over end kick. It'll be fielded by Spiker at his own 10. He fumbles it, picks it back up, and comes on the return to the 15-yard line. Now he's got room to the 20, 25. It'll dip out of bounds at about the 27-yard line. So decent field position to start for the first drive of the second half for the Mustangs. Spiker, a huge first half, 10 carries, 139 yards, 2 touchdowns for the senior quarterback for Donovan West. Only threw the ball twice, and both of them were incomplete. One was actually picked off, too. So first and 10 for Donovan West from the 29-yard line. Spiker will be under center, split backfield with Simmons and Frank in the two tailbacks. Spiker takes the snap, gives to Franken on first down. He'll roll over the right guard, spin forward to about the 34-yard line, and a gain of about 4 yards, maybe 5. And he'll bring up second down and 6.
And they know they can rely on Cole Franken to get those yards. He got them in the first half, John. You're getting those, like you said, around 7 to 8 yards per carry right there, an easy 5 for him.
Second down. A long 5 here for Donovan West. Ball shy of the 35-yard line. Spiker takes the snap. He'll keep it himself. Gets a couple of blocks. Bounce it out. Now they cross midfield to the 35-30. And he'll dump out of bounds at the 32-yard line. And it'll be a gain of 15 for Spiker. It's just a play they've run all night long with Spiker. He now has 5 carries over 10 yards here in this game. It's just a design quarterback roll over the right guard, has a blocker in front of him with a tailback out there in front. Spiker's just able to find his hole. So now first and 10 for Donovan West from the 32-yard line of Valley Falls. Spiker takes the snap, gives it to Franken up the middle, runs across the 30-yard line down to the 27. And he'll gain 5 yards, bring second and 5.
And what a nice little tandem they got going here. You know, they want to go with Spiker. You know, turn around, hand it right back to Cole Franken. And whether or not Cole Franken has the ball in his hands, he's always a good lead blocker for Spiker.
Second and 6 for the Mustangs. Ball at the 27-yard line of Valley Falls. Spiker, again, going to keep it himself. 2 blockers in front. Tries to bounce it out. He'll be shoved out of bounds for a loss. Dylan Cervantes was out there to shove him back. Call him back to the original line of scrimmage, so no gain on the play. That's really the first time that Valley Falls has been able to stop Spiker tonight. He's had positive yardage on every single carry. I think they actually did give him a full yard there, so it'll bring up a 3rd down and 5. Under 11 minutes to go in the third quarter, 32-30, Donovan West leads, 3rd down and 5. Spiker to throw, rolling right, has a man open. He'll throw it back late, and it is going to be through the hands of Creighton Johnson at the 3-yard line, and it falls incomplete. So that'll bring up a 4th and 5, but obviously 4-down territory here for Donovan West.
And that was just one of those play calls right there. Trenton Spiker had the play action, and it took just a touch too long to develop. His wide receiver was wide open. By the time he released that ball, he was double covered downfield. But if he would have released that ball a second or two sooner, it might have been a touchdown for the Mustangs.
I thought the same thing. I thought he had him initially if he threw it right away, but then just took too long to develop. Now 4th and 5. It'll be an empty backfield set for Spiker, who's in the shotgun. 3 receivers to the left. Crane Johnson by himself on the near side. Here's Hunter Smith in motion. It's going to be a design quarterback keeper for Spiker. He's going to spin. He's going to pick up the first down. He'll get all the way near the 20-yard line. Needed 5, got about 6, and that'll move the chain.
And we talked about it in the first half, John, with how big and strong Spiker is. He should have been stopped about 3 yards short right there, but he just kept driving his feet, lowered his shoulder, and now next thing you know, we're moving the chains here.
You can tell Spiker is beat up. He is wobbling back into the huddle to deliver this 1st down and 10 play from just outside of the 20-yard line. This drive approaching 2 minutes off the clock here in the third quarter. Again, the Mustangs lead by 2. Spiker back under center with a slip backfield. He'll give it to Simmons along the left side. He'll bounce it out. He's got room to the 15, to the 10, all the way to the 5, to the goal line, in. Touchdown, Mustangs. The 2nd touchdown run for Braden Simmons tonight. It comes from 21 yards out, and the Mustangs are up 2 scores.
Well, you mentioned how patient Simmons is right there. He first got through the hole, got to the second level, waited just a second, cut to the outside, and there he was. Another 10 more yards to the end zone, untouched.
I should take that back. This is the 2-point try to go up 2 scores now for Donovan West. for Simmons again. That is his second rushing touchdown of the night. And Spiker back under center for the two-point try. Rolling right, looking to throw, has a man open. It's going to be caught. That's Simmons, and the two-point try is good. And now the Dragons do go up by two scores and have a 10-point advantage. 9:53 to go, third quarter. It's Donovan West, 40, Valley Falls, 30, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Six plays, a little over 2 minutes is all it takes for Braden Simmons to score his second rushing touchdown of the night. Donovan West now up two scores. They're up by 10. And Lead Valley Falls 40-30 here early on in the third quarter. Trent Spiker will tee the football back up. That drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, contact Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire. Visit them online at WilsonTireKS.com or in Holton. Well, Spiker approaches the football, gives it a boot. It's a good end-over-end kick that's going to go into the end zone for another touchback. Is that the fourth or fifth tonight for Spiker?
Spiker, it doesn't go for a touchback. Valley Falls got first and 10 from their own 15-yard line.
Fourth, it looks like, John.
He has got a weapon, and he continues to just labor on that right shoulder on the near sideline here. The Valley Falls has it first and 10 for the first drive of the third quarter from their own 15-yard line. 9:53 remaining. That first half took quite a while. It was 32-30 at intermission. Valley Falls had nearly 270 total yards of offense in that first half. They'll start with a run to Drinker, and he's going to break free. 20-yard line, the 30, 40, 30, 25, 20. One man to beat. He's going to go all the way. It's a 65-yard touchdown run for Samuel Drinkard, and just like that, Valley Falls needs one play to strike back. The second big run for Drinkard tonight.
And just a mirror of what happened there in the first half there, Johnny. Valley Falls attacking the outside, and as soon as they get to that second level, if the safety isn't where he's supposed to be, there's nothing but green grass in front of the running backs.
So Zach Evans with a 60-yard run, and now here's Samuel Drinkard with a 65-yard run. Dragons now down by four. We'll go for two. Two running backs in the backfield. It's going to be Cervantes on a quarterback run. He'll just get to the edge, easily walk into the end zone for the two-point conversion. And with that, a timeout, 9:42 to go in the third. It is 40-38. Back to within two comes Valley Falls here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, the shootout continues. Valley Falls needs just one play to go 65 yards. They get the run by Samuel Drinkard to pull back to within two to make it a 40-38 ball game as we've got 9 minutes and 42 seconds to go here in the third quarter. So Avery Gatzmeyer will tee it back up, and again, Trent Spiker will drop back. He'll stand at his own 5-yard line. And I'm going to guess both defensive coordinators are just going to rip this tape up and throw it away after this game, what you say? Here's Trent Spiker on the return. He'll pick it up at the 10-yard line, coming to the near side, gets the block. Now he gets to the edge. A flag flies, the 15, the 20, the 25, now 30. And Spiker runs out of bounds at the 30-yard line, but a flag down all the way back to the 11-yard line. It'll be against Donovan West, so instead of having it at the 30, Donovan West is going to have it at about their own 5-yard line. That'll be the 7th penalty called against Donovan West tonight.
From my angle, Johnny, it looked like the block, actually the shoulder was in front of the numbers. I think from where the referee was standing when he threw the flag, he might have seen it from the behind view, but from up here, it looked like a clean block.
So 65 yards of penalties for Donovan West tonight. They'll have it 1st and 10 from their own 5-yard line. 9:36 to go. Well, the way the offenses are going tonight, that just gives an opportunity for our longest touchdown of the night now. 1st and 10 from the 5. This will be a give to Franken up the middle. He hits the line and then gets thrown forward for maybe a yard, and that's it. They'll officially say no gain on the play, so 2nd and 10.
And that is very rare when Cole Franken touches the football.
As mentioned, he has averaging about 6-7 yards a carry so far tonight, but now 2nd and 10 for the Mustangs from their own 5-yard line. Spiker under center with a split backfield. Donovan West moves from left to right. Spiker will keep it himself to the near side, looking to get the edge, now cuts it back inside to the 10, to the 15, breaks free of the 20, 25, 30, gets finally shoved out of bounds at the 35-yard line. That'll be a gain of 30 yards for Trent Spiker. And that's how you get out of the shadow of your own end zone. Give it to Trent Spiker and get out of the way.
And a huge block right there by Creighton Johnson really opened up a hole for Trent Spiker. And after he got past that, all he had to do was break one tackle, and he was off to the foot race. But you got to think, is that injury, you know, kind of lingering? Maybe he takes that to the house if, you know, he doesn't have that shoulder problem where he's kind of limp and kind of wincing every time he walks.
I think that's more of just the senior headiness, knowing that why take the extra contact when you can get 30 yards and just get out of bounds and continue a drive. 1st and 10. This will be a give to Simmons along the left side. He'll cut free and now break free to the 35, 30, to the 25, and finally pulled down from behind. That's a run of about 23 yards. And it'll be another big first down pickup for the Mustangs. Simmons with back-to-back 20-plus yard runs. That'll put him over 80 yards rushing here in the game.
And I know we talked about, you know, Spiker and Franken most of the game, but, you know, kind of their hidden gem that they have on this offense is Braden Simmons. He's very patient as a runner, very, very good in the open field. And right there, you've seen it. He turned those jets on and gained another 12, 15 yards that he wasn't supposed to.
1st and 10 for Donovan West. Here's Franken now up the middle. He'll get to the 20-yard line and fall forward to the 19. In about 4 yards, it'll bring up 2nd and 6. You talked about Simmons. Coming into this game, he'd only had 125 yards rushing. Well, he's got 81 yards already in this game. So he is about to come close to eclipsing his season total here tonight, as he's still got under 8 minutes to go in the third quarter.
He's got really good vision as a runner.
And that left side, too, has just been gaping holes for him. And then when he's getting to that edge, he's able to hit the seam and just take off. 2nd and 6 now for Donovan West from just inside of the 20. This is Simmons again, follows his blocker, and he's going to have another touchdown. The third rushing touchdown of the night for Braden Simmons. It comes from 19 yards out, and Donovan West, again, continues to roll along offensively.
And there you go again, John, kind of speaking it into existence. Braden Simmons, left side, hole opens up, very patient, follows his blocker, one cut, walks in untouched. I mean, we've seen it 3 times tonight. It's the exact same play. He walks in untouched.
And that is now the 5th carry of over 13 yards for Braden Simmons tonight. And it puts him at right at 100 yards rushing with 3 touchdowns. So you've got Spiker with 191 and 2 touchdowns. Simmons with 100 yards and 3 touchdowns. So now the 2-point try. Spiker gives it to Simmons, and he's going to get into the end zone again. So the 2-point try is good. And with that, the lead back to 10 for the Mustangs. 7:36 to go, third quarter. It is now 48-38. Donovan West lead back to 10 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart. Don't you wish there could be one thing you could still rely on these days? Something you can depend on? Look to Denison State Bank. Yes, situations change constantly, but we know how to react to them with the steady wisdom that comes with 120 years of experience.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Let's just do the math here quickly. 7:36 to go in the third quarter. It's 48-38 Donovan West. Donovan West has had six touchdown drives. Of those six touchdown drives, only one has taken longer than 2 minutes and 7 seconds. And that was a 3-minute and 30-second drive, which was the opening drive of the night for Donovan West.
I'm also impressed by the amount of plays. Just a quick run through, 8-3-4-4-6-4-6-4. They score, and they are scoring quick.
Now here is a kick going to go into the end zone again by Spiker, his fifth touchback of the night. He's saying touchdown so much, I want to say touchback. Touchdown there instead of a touchback. So now Valley Falls again on their second drive. They needed just one play on their opening drive of the third quarter and got a 65-yard run by Samuel Drinkard.
Well, you have to think if this is the right course of action for Donovan West. Anytime they have kicked it and it has been a touchback, Valley Falls goes down for 65 yards, scores a touchdown.
So first and 10 for the Dragons. Cervantes awaits the snap. Set a man in motion. That's Evans from left to right. Designed quarterback run for Cervantes. He'll hit the line. Now tries to bounce it outside. Looking to get the edge, and they're going to pull him down from behind. Good pursuit on that far sideline. Kelby Windmeyer makes the stop and a loss of, I'll call it, almost 3 yards, all the way back to the 12-yard line. It is going to be a loss of three.
Yeah, it looked like a design run up the middle by Cervantes, and he just had nowhere to go. That Donovan West defensive line just collapsed in on the play, forced him to the outside, and the outside linebackers and safeties got to him quick.
Second down and 13. It'll be a give on the near side. It's Denton Elias. They try it again. He gets away from the first man. Now the second gets to the 15 and then gets hammered out of bounds at the 16-yard line. Gets those 3 yards back and maybe one more. The gain of four as Hunter Smith makes the stop.
And, Johnny, I know I haven't done a lot of games with you, a lot of broadcasts. Rarely have I ran out of room to write. I am writing on just about anything I can find right now.
Well, when you have 48 points by one team and 38 from the other, that's pretty salty right there.
And usually that's an end of the game type of score.
We've still got 6:46 to go in the third quarter. This is Cervantes on a quarterback run. He'll get to the edge. Now he breaks free to the 35, 40. Flag flies all the way across midfield. And finally out of bounds goes Cervantes all the way to the Donovan West 34-yard line. But we'll await the penalty flag. I think it might be against Donovan West on a face mask, and they are going to call it personal foul. There's another flag down at the 31, but I think they're going to be both the same foul. It is going to be a face mask against Donovan West. 32-yard run for Dylan Cervantes, and then we'll tack on more. Well, that is how you get a big play on third and nine. So a 15-yard penalty tacked on to the end of the run for Cervantes. And that'll put it at the Donovan West 20-yard line.
And I think that's another thing that's been contributing to the score tonight, John. We're looking at eight penalties on Donovan West tonight. We've got five on Valley Falls.
Second penalty called against the Mustangs here in the third quarter. And so now first and 10. Two receivers split to the right. Cervantes in the shotgun set, the running back to his right. And Drinker, this will be a give to Drinker, bounces it outside, gets to the 15-yard line, all the way down near the 10. They'll spot him out at 12, and it's a gain of 8 yards. So Valley Falls now marching right back down the field. That time it was Drinker on the big run to gain 8 yards and bring up a second and a couple.
And if you want to talk about a hidden gem on this Valley Falls offense, it's Samuel Drinkard. I mean, he's a big guy, runs north and south, but once he gets out into the open field, it's hard to catch him. He is very quick.
Drinkard, the tailback to the right of Cervantes. He'll give it to Drinkard again. This time he cuts it inside. Gets to the 5-yard line. He'll get into the end zone. Another touchdown for Drinkard. This time it's a 12-yard run. And Valley Falls, again, strikes right back. So for Drinkard, that is his second touchdown alone here in this third quarter, and that puts him up to 121 yards. And now 3 touchdowns on the night.
And just one of those plays, it looked like nothing was working for him. Drinkard just cut back upfield. Once he hit the gap, he turned on the jets, and like we said, I was just talking about, he's got that second class, you know, world class speed as soon as he gets to the second level.
Here's Cervantes on the run for the 2-point try. He's going to pull tacklers into the end zone, and the 2-point try is good again. We're back to a 2-point game. 6:20 to go, third quarter. It's 48-46. Donovan West still leads by 2 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Community Healthcare System is proud to announce the addition of orthopedic services at our Onega Hospital. Dr. Heidi Smith will provide care for a wide variety of general orthopedic complaints and injuries in patients of all ages every other Wednesday starting August 11th. Dr. Smith has additional specialty training in sports medicine and arthroscopy, and her specialty is orthopedic surgery. At Community Healthcare System, we're proud to offer the services our communities need. Call us today to make your appointment with Dr. Smith or our other visiting specialists. Visit chcsks.org. to learn more.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Oh, 6:20 to go, third quarter, 48-46. Donovan West leads by 2. And that's a 4-play drive that takes just a minute 15 and is a 12-yard touchdown run by Samuel Drinker. It puts him up to 121 yards and 3 rushing touchdowns on the ground. He also has a receiving touchdown tonight for Valley Falls. The Dragons go from right to left. Donovan West from left to right here in this third quarter. And Trent Spiker back deep to receive this kick from Avery Gatzmeier. Line drive kick that'll roll and bounce. Picked up by Spiker at his own 5. Coming on the return to the near side, looking for a block. Gets to the 15-yard line, and there's a flag down at the 15. Spiker still on the return. He'll get to midfield. And coming back, is they're saying the ball might have popped free. No, they're saying Spiker was down. But there's going to be a flag back at the 15. They're going to call a block in the back, and I do not like this call one bit. There was a runner that was being blocked, and he turned his back and then got blocked, continued to get blocked, and they're going to call it a block in the back, though. I don't really like that call just from the simple fact that there was really nothing that blocker for Donovan West could do. When you're blocking somebody and they turn your back to you, kind of hard not to continue to put your arms behind him, but nonetheless, it'll be a penalty against Donovan West, and again, they're going to start deep in their own territory.
Yeah, they look like the Valley Falls defender right there. Didn't have a chance to even make the tackle there. I'm with you, John. It was just one of those things where Valley Falls defender just kind of turned around and started running once he was being blocked, and the referee on the near sideline saw it from a distance away, tested his arm strength there.
So first and 10 for Donovan West. The ball will be back at their own 7-yard line. And now the referee going to stop play for a moment. I'm not sure why. He's pointing towards the parking lot. I'm not sure what could be pointing at. I don't see any lights on any vehicles over there, but. Well, just a car pulling out of the parking lot, so they'll get that taken care of, and so it'll be first and 10 for Donovan West. Again, 6:11 to go, third quarter, 48-46 is the score, with Donovan West leading by 2. The Spiker will start under center with a split backfield as he's had all night long. Coach Smith now barks something out. Spiker looks around, talks to his offensive line, and gets back under center. Spiker waits, takes the snap, gives it to Simmons along the left side. He breaks free, now bumps through the 15-yard line. He'll finally be pulled down from behind after he picks up a first down and gains 10 yards.
Just the patience right there, Braden Simmons. One more cut, one more broken tackle, John. He was going to take that a long way.
That is now 4 straight double-digit runs for Braden Simmons. And if you're Donovan West, I've just continued to give it to Simmons until Valley Falls can show they can stop it. These are his last four runs, 21 yards, 23 yards, 19 yards, and 10 yards. First and 10 for Donovan West from their own 17-yard line, under 6 minutes to go in the third quarter, 48-46. Again, Simmons along the left side will bounce it out and again to the edge to the 25, near another first down, all the way to the 23-yard line, and will depend on the spot whether it's a first down or not. I think they're going to call him just shy, and they will. It'll be a gain of 9.
And there's nothing crazy going on. It's about the same play that Donovan West is running. And honestly, I'll bet the play call is in the huddle, number 3 left. That's all they've been running, number 3 left. And it's been working great for them here.
Second and 1 coming up for Donovan West. They quickly got out of the shadow of their own end zone, and they're all the way up to the 26-27-yard line. Biker back under center. This time it'll be Franken. He'll get to the right side. He's got a little bit of room over the 30-yard line. He'll shove up to the 35. That'll be a gain of 7 yards for Cole Franken and the best run he's had in quite some time. Spencer Dormaggi of Valley Falls gets the stop. He's played pretty well tonight for the Dragons. But Donovan West all the way up to the 35-yard line. And with 5:15 to go in the third quarter, this is a more slow, methodical drive here for Donovan West.
And you're starting to see him go towards more options here. You know, the Braden Simmons has really opened up Franken and Spiker here. You got to wonder, you know, if you're Valley Falls, who's going to get the football now? It's not just, the two-headed monster anymore. They're dishing the ball out 3 or 4 different people now.
Spiker barks out the call here at the line of scrimmage, now takes the snap. He's going to keep it himself. Tries to cut it outside, and he'll be pulled down. Now he breaks free to the 40, all the way to the 35-yard line of Valley Falls before he's shoved out of bounds. He'll pick up a first down and a run of 10 yards. Spiker looked like he was going to be pulled down from behind for maybe a 2 or 3 yard gain. But he's so strong, was able to pull away and break free for a 10-yard pickup.
Yeah, which what a battle right there. Samuel Drinkard was actually in the backfield and trying to pull him down, and it was just a battle of strength right there, and Spiker ended up winning that one.
First and 10 now, the Valley Falls 35-yard line for Donovan West. 4:45 to go, third quarter. Spiker will give to Simmons along the left side again. He'll cut it back inside. Now bounces it out to the 30-yard line, and they'll give him about 5 yards to the 30. Another solid positive gain for Braden Simmons. Simmons now up to 124 yards rushing tonight with 3 rushing scores.
And it's interesting, his run style. It looks like it's just slow motion, very slow, and then as soon as he gets to that second level, he makes that cut and just picks up speed so fast.
Second and 5 down for the Mustangs from the 30 of Donovan West. Spiker back under center, takes the snap. He'll keep it himself over the right side. Tries to bounce it outside, but he's going to be yanked down from behind. Great play by Samuel Drinkard. He came flying in from that middle linebacker spot to make that stop for a loss of maybe a yard or so. They'll give it a loss back to the 31-yard line. And so now it'll bring up a 3rd down and 6. And the Valley Falls defense desperately looking to get a stop. He's got passed to us. Braden Simmons, talked about 11 carries, 124 yards, 3 touchdowns. Well, also happens to be his 17th birthday today. So, heck of a game here on his birthday for Simmons, who, again, only had 125 yards rushing coming into this game on the season. He's got 124. And now here's another negative play as Hunter Smith gets pulled down from behind. That is Avery Gatzmeier making the stop all the way back to the 35. Another loss, this time of 4, and it'll set up a 4th down and 10. So back-to-back negative plays for Donovan West. We haven't seen it at all really tonight. But now they've got to do something with a 4th down and 10 play. And the offense going to stay out there. 2:52 to go in the third. It's 48-46. Donovan West leads by 2. A lot of time getting into the huddle, and now Donovan West finally breaks the huddle. They're up to rush to the line of scrimmage. 3 receivers are going to split to the left, 1 to the right on 4th down and 10. A first down would come at the 25. Referee starting his count. Donovan West got to get it snapped quickly. They do. Spiker to throw, rolls left under pressure, throws the ball back over the middle, has a man wide open. It's going to be caught for a first down. Is that Franken? I believe it is. Cole Franken makes the catch at the 14-yard line, just threw it up. Nobody even close to Cole Franken, and that's a pitch and catch of 22 yards on 4th and 10.
Yeah, it looked like a breakdown in the secondary right there. Not enough people to guard the receivers, and it looked like Cole Franken just slipped out of the backfield. No linebacker followed him, and that was just one of those where Trent Spiker could just throw the ball up in the air, allow him to play center field and catch that ball for a nice game.
We talked about the quick drive. This is nearly now 4 minutes off the clock on this drive for Donovan West. First and 10 from the 14. Here's Simmons again. Bounces it inside of the 10. He'll roll forward to about the 7-yard line, maybe the 8, and a flag is down at the 10-yard line.
You were just talking about the 4-minute drive. That is uncharted territory for both of these teams tonight.
And it's going to be a hold against Donovan West. For Donovan West, that is now their 9th penalty of the evening. A couple of finals in already here tonight. Axtell beats Wetmore 64-16. ACCHS edges out Republic County 14-12. And Centralia beats Linden 26-0. Those scores brought to you by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? First and 17 coming up for the Mustangs after the holding penalty. It'll be back at the 20-yard line. Spiker gets a call from the sideline and head coach Perry Smith. Spiker barks out the signal, now gets back under center. And they're going to be a false start. Penalty number 10 on the Mustangs, and that puts them close to 100 yards worth of penalties tonight. Justin, I don't know about you, but I've got 10 penalties for 95 yards.
I just had 9 for 85. The 5, I got 9 or 10 for 90 now. So we got
pretty close.
Yeah, I think it was on that defensive or blocking the back call. I think it went for more yards than I have written down. But, yeah, right around the same area, John.
105 to go, third quarter, 48-46 our score. Now it's first and 22. Here's Spiker on a run. He'll bounce to the outside of the 15-yard line and then get pulled down from behind at about the 12. That'll be about a 13-yard carry for Trent Spiker.
Gets him back to about the original line of scrimmage.
How about Spiker tonight? 17 carries, 213 yards.
It's a very good average.
Averaged 132 yards per game. Tonight he's over 210 yards. 22 seconds to go in the third quarter. Second down and about 9 for the Mustangs. This will be Spiker again to the right side. Has blockers in front. Gets to the 5-yard line, but he has 3 big blocks right in front of him. Cole Franken leading the way as Spiker is able to pick up about 7 yards.
I think that was the big block by Cole Franken was understatement. That was a huge pancake block. Threw his defender almost into the end zone from about the 8-yard line, John.
Cole Franken, 5'10", 200 pounds. He looks smaller than that, but he plays so much bigger. He is just an absolute stud. 13 seconds to go in the third quarter. Third down and a couple coming up for Donovan West. Spiker back under center. This time it's Franken, and this time he's going nowhere. Solomon Drinkard will pull him down for a loss back to the 5-yard line. And that'll be a loss of about a yard or so and make it now a fourth down and a long 2. And that'll be the end of the third quarter. So, at the end of 3, it is Donovan West 48, Valley Falls 46, but the biggest play of the game. When we start the fourth quarter, that's when we return. We'll flip the field here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in. Talk to us. We can discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us at Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
John McManigle offers HVAC and handyman service around the Holton area. Call John at 969-6400.
McManigal's Climate Controlled Storage is also available and insect-free. For HVAC service and other small jobs, to inside storage, call John McManigal in Holton.
Lasting Impressions of Holton provides custom products to help you build your business image. Sports teams stand out and organizations shine. We offer screen printing, embroidery, banners, vinyl decals, and many other promotional products. Open Monday through Saturday in Holton or online at lastingimpressionsofks.com.
KNZA.
Start of the fourth quarter, 48-46. Donovan West leads Valley Falls with the biggest play of the game right here. Fourth and three for Donovan West at the Valley Falls 5-yard line. Trent Spiker will be under center. Split backfield, Simmons and Franken. This will be Spiker looking to throw. Throws it right side. It's going to be picked off in the end zone. Valley Falls gets the stop. That is Samuel Drinkard. What a game he has had tonight. He gets the interception, the second thrown by Spiker tonight. But the biggest question now is Drinkard is down in the end zone. He is down, and I think it might just be a cramp. They're looking at his left calf, and they're trying to just stretch him out. So hopefully that's all it is for Drinkard, because he has been a stud tonight for Valley Falls. Drinkard with 121 yards rushing, four total touchdowns, and now he has an interception on defense. But that could be the big stop that Valley Falls needed tonight. Trailing by two, they'll have the football with 11:56 to go.
And the only thing I'm not a fan of right there for Donovan West offense is they've been averaging around 7 to 8, 9 yards a carry, and they rarely went to the air. I can understand the element of surprise, but great coverage by the Valley Falls defense there. But you got to think, if you're averaging 7 yards a carry and you need two, you know,
especially the way Spiker's been able to just pull defenders with him running the football tonight.
Spiker, Franken, you know, Simmons has been real patient, but he's averaging about 10 yards a carry. It's just when you have that many weapons and they don't know who's getting the football, you know, I understand, like I said, the element of surprise, but right there is just not the play call you want on a fourth and two.
So first and 10 for Valley Falls from their own 15-yard line. 48-46 our score. Savantes will keep it on first down, going along the left side. He'll push his way forward to maybe the 17-yard line and get about two or three.
And going back to the trend, John, any time Valley Falls has started at their own 15-yard line, they have scored a touchdown tonight.
Gain of three for Savantes on first down, so second and seven coming up. You look at it for Valley Falls so far here in the second half. They are averaging 17 yards per carry and already have 121 rushing yards here in the second half. For Valley Falls, 390 total yards of offense so far. Both teams are nearing 400 total yards of offense tonight. Here's Zach Evans, and a flag flies. Tries to cut it back inside. He'll get to the 20-yard line and spin forward to the 22. They're going to tack on a holding penalty and bring it back.
There's a flag of play. Holding against the Dragons.
So for Valley Falls, that will be their sixth penalty of the night, first of the second half.
And how you were saying, Valley Falls, 17 yards of carry, John, they ran five total plays. Or that would be their sixth total play. And they have 130 yards of offense, 132 yards of offense in six plays.
Wow. And that's, you just look at the numbers, they speak for themselves. For the game, Valley Falls is averaging 11 yards of carry, nearly 12. Second down and 13 here for the Dragons. This will be Cervantes on his eye quarterback run. Now he's going to throw it late. He has a man wide open. It's Kraxner. He'll have the first down. Gets to the 30-yard line and all the way to the 35. What a great play call and a great design. That's a pitch and catch of about 22. And a big, big, big first down pickup. Really like that play. Cervantes rolled out to his left. Had three Donovan West players collapse on him at the last second. Just before he crossed the line of scrimmage, threw it back late to the left side. Yeah, Trent Kraxner wide open.
He was very, very close. It looks like the Donovan West faithful are kind of giving the refs an earful about linemen down the field.
I can't say I blame him. So here's Sam Drinkard on first and 10 from the 35. He'll get across midfield into Donovan West territory to the 37-yard line. That'll be about a yard shy of a first down. So Drinkard continues to roll along. He gains nine more yards. Eight carries for 130 for Sam Drinker.
A little slow to get up on that play. Something to look into. Kelby Windmeyer took Took him a second to get up, and it looks like he limped back to the huddle. Gave the thumbs up to coach, I'm good to go, but...
He's been a stud tonight defensively for Donovan West. He's been all over the field. But you can say that. I mean, obviously, giving up 46 points, that's something, but they're still just flying around all night has been Windmeyer. We've called his name a lot tonight. Here's Cervantes to throw. He's under pressure. He's going to be ripped down, tries to throw it late. They're going to say it's a fumble, but that should be an incomplete pass. Coach Perry Smith comes running over to the officials, but somehow Cervantes was able to throw it, and he has Zach Evans open in the flat, but he's incomplete, and it'll bring up a third down and short. What an athletic play, though, by Cervantes just to throw that ball away.
And I can kind of see where Perry Smith, Donovan West head coach, said he's arguing with the ref right now, you know, about the eligible receiver in the field. It did not look to me like Zach Evans was a receiver on that play. He just turned around. The ball was at his feet.
Nonetheless, it'll be a third down and short coming up. Low snap. Cervantes picks it up. He's hit behind the line. He's thrown down for a big loss. All the way back into Dragon territory, as that was Cooper Clark and Cole Franken over there to make the stop. So Franken makes a big play when Donovan West needed it. That'll bring up now a fourth down and six.
And what a huge spark the Donovan West defense has got over the last two plays, just in the backfield as soon as the ball snapped.
And Valley Falls has kind of gone away from running the ball with Drinkard here on this drive. I would like to see Drinkard have touched the ball a couple more times. It's been a lot of Cervantes runs, but nonetheless, fourth and six. And now Donovan West looking to get a stop. 9:20 to go, 48-46. Donovan West leads by two. Two receivers split to the near side. And the pistol set is Cervantes. He'll give it off to Drinkard, and the ball pops free. Cervantes is going to pick it up. He's going to roll to the near side. Still roll. Now he's going to throw a ball late. It's going to be caught by Kraxner. He's going to take it to the distance of flag down at midfield. Right now, they'll call it a touchdown, but this one has got to be coming back. Good idea by Cervantes, just trying to make something out of nothing. And now the referee's going to try to sort this out. They might call an illegal man downfield on Valley Falls.
Once that ball popped loose, it was just chaos on the field. You had linemen kind of running everywhere, both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, they're going to call an ineligible man downfield on Valley Falls. On a play like that, it's just you've got something along the lines happen like that. So, eligible man downfield. So, wipe the touchdown off. And so now it should be fourth down. Again, and that might be a good scenario for Valley Falls. Obviously, they'd rather have the touchdown, but at least they'll get another opportunity here on fourth down. And now, intentional grounding would be the only time it would be a loss of down, but Coach Smith does not want to give Valley Falls another opportunity, but I don't think he has a choice here. Got to be a five-yard penalty as they'll pick it up and they'll mark it back to the 35-yard line. So now it'll be fourth down and 10. So we have seen it all tonight.
Yeah, a little bit from both teams. I mean, you have your offenses on both sides that just can't be stopped. You have penalty flags getting thrown on about every fourth or fifth play.
And now what's the confusion? Head coach Wyatt Hofstra of Valley Falls is calling the head official over. He wants to make sure where the ball is placed, that it is the right spot.
Which I was confused as well from where they spotted the 5 yards from. It was from where the flag was laying on the ground. It was about 2 yards from where the line of scrimmage was.
But I believe on a legal man downfield, it's got to be from the line of scrimmage, correct?
That's what I thought, and that's why I thought it was interesting, because you said they moved him back from the 40 to the 35. Well, the original line of scrimmage was at the 38, so that should move the ball back another 2 yards.
It should be to about the 33 or 34-yard line, because the line of scrimmage was at about the 48-yard line. There's no way that's a spot. That's from the spot of the foul. There's no way.
I wouldn't think so either, because I mean, you're 2-3 yards in front of the line of scrimmage. You get
fourth and six.
You're giving Valley Falls a good 2, almost 3 yards here. If that's the case,
right? It was fourth and six. Am I right? There was a 5-yard loss on third and one. So then it should be. Well, they're going to call it fourth and ten. It should be probably fourth and 12.
Yep.
But nonetheless, fourth and 10, so the Valley Falls get another shot. Cervantes to throw. Pumps right. Plenty of time. Now he's going to throw a ball back over the middle. That's going to be through the hands, tipped around, and finally falls incomplete. Just through the hands of Avery Gatzemeyer, who was wide open at the 30-yard line. But Cervantes overshoots it, and there'll be a turnover on downs. Donovan West gets a stop right back after the interception.
And then after all the confusion, all the chaos from the last play, John, after that pass was thrown up from Cervantes, about 5 different people between both sides of the ball touched that. 2 receivers, 3 defensive players in the secondary.
So 8:48 to go in the game. It's 48-46. Donovan West leads by 2 and has the football at the Valley Falls 35. Taking the spot, snap is Spiker. Give it to Franken. He'll run forward for a gain of a yard, and that's it.
And right here, I think this is the money drive for Donovan West. If you go down and score, you go up 2 possessions with about, say they milk 2 minutes off the clock. You're looking at a 2-possession game with 6 minutes left. This could be one of the biggest drives of the game for both the offense of Donovan West and the defense of Valley Falls.
2nd and 9 coming up for the Mustangs. Ball at about the 34-yard line. Biker under center, 2 running backs in the backfield. Same one, Simmons and Franken, as it's been all night long. Watch Spiker, long way, gives it to Simmons. Cuts it inside of the 30-yard line. Now he breaks free. 25-20 to the 15. Back inside of the 10-yard line. He'll fall forward to about the 8-yard line. Another big run for Braden Simmons. Is that the run of 27 yards? That's the play I would have liked to see earlier on that short fourth down. But instead, Simmons runs it here, and it puts him over 150 on the night.
Yeah, and we've talked about it on air, off air. As soon as he gets to that second level, he almost just stops. It looks like he just stops and just kind of weighs his options for a split second, and it's just enough to, I mean, get him where he needs to be. I mean, he'll just look for a hole, finds a hole, and that explosive speed gets him 15, 20 yards before he's even touched.
First and goal now from the 7. Spiker keeping himself to the right side of the 5-yard line. He'll try to get near the pylon. I think he's short, as he gets shoved out of bounds by Cervantes at about the 2-yard line. He's able to gain 5 yards. Trent Spiker, 19 carries, 225 yards. It'll be 2nd down and goal from the 2-yard line. We've got 7:25 to go. 48-46, Donovan West. Mustangs looking to pick up a big touchdown. But even if they do pick up a touchdown, they are going to need the 2-point conversion or else it's still a 1-score game. 2nd and goal from the 2. Spiker back under center. He'll just keep it himself. He'll sneak it forward. They'll shove him forward. He's in. Trent Spiker finds the end zone for the touchdown. And that'll put Donovan West up 54-46 with the all-important 2-point try coming up.
And you look back to that 4th and 2 that Donovan West had earlier down here on this side of the field. You know, is that something that you dial up right there? You know, just Trent Spiker, QB dive up the middle. If it'll get you 5 yards, it'll get you 5 yards. There you go.
So Trent Spiker picks up his 3rd rushing touchdown of the night. Now he'll come back onto the field for this 2-point try that could make it a 2-possession game. Biggest play of the night right here. Spiker back under center. Takes the snap. Rolls to the right side. He'll bounce. He'll go in. The 2-point try is good. Big, big 2-point conversion for Trent Spiker. And Donovan West is up by 2 scores. The lead back to 10 for the Mustangs. 7:22 to go. It's 56-46. The Mustangs lead on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ireland Custom Exhaust has changed our business name to Ice Automotive.
We offer much more than exhaust repair as a full-service automotive shop that works to maintain the overall life of your vehicle, and we treat every customer and vehicle as if it were our own.
Started in the 1950s by my granddad, Marion Wood, our family has provided automotive repair with top-quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty.
At Ice, we look forward to building a long-term relationship with you, local family business.
Ice Automotive, just south of Fulton on Highway 75.
KNZA.
Another drive that is less than 90 seconds for Donovan West to find the end zone. This time, for the third time tonight, a Trent Spiker touchdown run from 2 yards out. And it puts Donovan West up by 10 as Spiker ran in the two-point conversion. A drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. Visit them in Holton, Matt and Terry Wilson, and online at WilsonTireKS.com.
One thing I do have to say, John, regardless of how this game finishes up, picking our player of the game is going to be a draw out of the hat.
I'm going to say we're probably going to get an athlete of the week out of this game as well at MSESports.net. Off to be in Brandon Zier to make sure one of these teams gets a player on the athlete of the week. Here's Spiker. This time it's a short end-over-end kick, and it's going to go out of bounds. So big mistake for Donovan West, and that's going to give Valley Falls decent field position as Spiker, for the first time tonight, isn't able to kick it cleanly. As many times as Spiker has kicked tonight, I can't really blame him. You're going to have one mess up here before long. So now Valley Falls, I would imagine they just want to take it, take the football, but instead they're going to, they want Spiker to re-kick it, and I wouldn't probably, I don't think I'd give Spiker another opportunity to kick it away. They're just going to give it a 5-yard penalty and make him kick from the 25.
Yeah, I was going to say there, you know, with all the good kicks tonight, you know, the 7 good kicks, you know, there's room for the 1 bad, but if you're going to give him another 5 yards, he's got the leg to get this to the end zone.
As Valley Falls is thinking, maybe they'll have an opportunity to return this football.
Or, like I said earlier, the trend, get it at the 15-yard line. They've scored every time the ball started there.
This time, a much better kick by Spiker. It'll be fielded all on the run by Drinker to his own 10 on the return to the 25. Now the 30 spins free and is pulled down from behind at the 35-yard line. So, overall, it'll end up working out for Donovan, for Valley Falls. Excuse me, they'll have it at their own 35-yard line. I want to welcome those joining us now on 92.1 KMZA as we're in the fourth quarter, 56-46. Donovan West leads Valley Falls, 7:16 to go, and what has been a shootout tonight. First and 10 for Valley Falls from their own 35-yard line. Both offenses over 400 yards here tonight. Valley Falls, 416. Donovan West, 461. Here's Savantes on first down. He's going to try to now cut it back inside. He'll be pulled from behind. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage, but that's it. Nothing else for Savantes. He's been held in check here as of late.
Yeah, and it looks like this Valley Falls offense has kind of got away from what they've been trying to do. They've been usually using Cervantes as kind of a decoy run type and giving the ball to Samuel Drinker most of the night. And, you know, these past two possessions, it's been a lot more Cervantes than it has been Drinker. And I think that's really took a toll on the momentum that this offense had.
I think Drinker's got to touch the ball at least 2 more times on this set of downs. Second and 10 right now from the 35-yard line. Last week, Drinker had 12 carries of 58 yards in that loss to Burlingame. But tonight, 8 carries, 130 yards. He's got 4 rushing touchdowns and 1 receiving. Second and 10. This will be a give to Drinker. Outside, now back inside along the left side. Still cutting. Now he gets to the 40, across midfield to the 35-yard line. Still on his feet. Spins inside of the 30 and pulls tacklers all the way down to the 25-yard line. That's going to be a run of 20 yards for Samuel Drinker. And right on cue, he picks up a big chunk of yardage on second and 10.
And for anybody familiar with the video games, he touched about every button on the controller there. You had a stiff arm, a juke, a spin move. No, if the hurdle was legal, it probably would have been there too.
So first and 10 for Valley Falls all the way to the Donovan West 25-yard line already on this drive. Clock rolling with under 6 minutes to go in the game, 56-46. Donovan West with the advantage, but Valley Falls is driving. Both offenses have been outstanding tonight. There's been little defense play. First and 10 from the 25, near the left hash. Cervantes takes the snap. He's just going to run straight forward. He breaks free now to the 25, to the side of the 20, to the 15, to the 10, and all the way down near the 5-yard line goes Dylan Cervantes. That'll be a run of 20, as they'll mark him down at the 7-yard line.
There it is. You keep hand the ball off to Drinker to open up some more lanes, and Cervantes with a great run there. And another play, we see Drinker making a huge block, huge pancake block on the linebacker there.
So now first and goal. Here's Cervantes again, this time going nowhere. Might have lost a half a yard or so. Might have gave him one, actually. So now second and goal from back at the 6-yard line. Under 5 minutes to go. Valley Falls has got to start moving quickly now.
Yeah, and that last play was more of a filler play. It didn't seem like it had much of a purpose to it. You know, the Cervantes is just kind of a dive up the middle, but right now Valley Falls is taking a ton of time.
And Cervantes had to limp off the field, so Cervantes is out of the game right now. Three running backs to the backfield. Drinker takes the direct snap. He's going to keep it straight forward. He'll hit the line and then be thrown backwards. Cooper Clark picks him up by a leg and throws him backwards. Is a gain of a yard for Drinkard, and now here comes Cervantes back on the field for a big third down and goal play from the 5.
And I know they have 3 timeouts, John, but like I said, the filler play, and then you have basically the same play right there, the direct snap to the running back for about a yard gain. They took off about a minute so far through those 2 plays when they don't have much time when they're down 2 possessions.
Just 4 minutes remain. It's a 56-46 advantage for Donovan West, but third down and goal from the 5. Here's Cervantes. He rolls left. Now he tries to run over a man, and they're going to pull him down from behind as he gets to the 3-yard line, maybe just the 4. Creighton Johnson makes the stop for Donovan West, and now this is far and away the biggest play of the night. It'll be 4th and goal from the 4.
And what a time to show up for Creighton Johnson. Looked like a blitz off the outside line. Cervantes just trying to make a move. You know, juke left, juke right. Creighton Johnson was having none of it. Took him down in the backfield.
So Valley Falls will utilize a timeout with 3:38 to go in the game. It's 56-46. We'll take the break. Fourth down when we return here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ireland Custom Exhaust has changed our business name to Ice Automotive.
We offer much more than exhaust repair as a full-service automotive shop that works to maintain the overall life of your vehicle, and we treat every customer and vehicle as if it were our own.
Started in the 1950s by my granddad, Marion Wood, our family has provided automotive repair with top-quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty.
At Ice, we look forward to building a long-term relationship with you, local family business.
Ice Automotive, just south of Fulton, Highway 75.
KNZA.
No, Dustin, this will not come close to breaking the record for points in an 8-man football game, although Valley Falls was a part of the record and still have the record for most points scored in a game. That was back in 2016. Valley Falls lost to Onega 114-68. There were 182 points scored in that 2016 game.
I did get a little excited earlier, John, because this game was definitely on pace. It could slow down when the defense started showing up, but this game was on pace in the first quarter.
So 4th and 4 out of the timeout. It's going to be Cervantes on the run. He hits the line, and he is not going to come anywhere close. The ball gets stopped back at the 3-yard line. Just nowhere to go for Cervantes. And again, Dustin, I just do not like that call. Everybody all bunched in, all 16 guys are within 5 yards of each other. And Cervantes just tried to play big boy ball over the center, but nothing was there. Donovan West defense holds tough once again. Now the Mustangs will take over 1st and 10 from their own 3-yard line with 3:30 to go.
Especially when we saw it in the first half and then as well here in the second half, you know, a lot more of the ball has been in Cervantes' hands, which is not a bad thing for your quarterback. But when your running backs, you know, Samuel Drinkard and Zach Evans have both been running the way they've been running, why not give them a ball? And they need 4 yards. They've been getting 9 or 10 every single play.
1st and 10 from the 3. Spiker under center. Probably a heavy dosage of Cole Franken. And there he goes, taking off, running over a defender all the way out to the 15-yard line. 12-yard gain by Cole Franken, shot out of a cannon. Cole Franken has his best run of the second half.
and he's just kind of picked up energy as this game has been going. You see it in the first quarter, and then the second quarter, I mentioned, you know, he didn't look like he was tiring at all. The fourth quarter with 3 minutes left to go, that's when his burst of energy just really started to come out. We saw it on the last possession, and then right there, that's how you make a statement. Right after a big stop, go get some yardage.
Now Donovan West going to take their time as we approach 3 minutes to go. Trent Spiker just going to stand up and watch the back judge await his count. Mustangs are going to take every tick off this clock they can. First and 10 from the 15-yard line. Spiker now under center. Referee starts his count. Spiker hands it off to Franken again up the middle. Will push his way forward to the 17-yard line, maybe the 18. And they'll give him 3 yards and bring up second and seven. So this is a great opportunity here for Donovan West. 2:30 to go in the game. Valley Falls, I believe, has just 2 timeouts remaining. They used one on that fourth, right before that fourth down play. So Valley Falls with just 2 timeouts remaining and only 2:13 on the clock. And again, Donovan West back on the football, but Spiker's just going to stand there and wait for the back judge to start his count as he starts it now. Now Spiker under center, 2 running backs behind him. Second down and 7 from the 18-yard line. Spiker's going to keep himself along the right side. He'll get to the edge. Now cuts it back inside, and they try to shove him out of bounds, and they do. Spiker does pick up the first down, but they do shove him out of bounds as he gets 10 yards. So that will move the sticks and reset the chains with 1:51 to go. Now Donovan West continues to just slowly walk up to the line of scrimmage. They'll have first and 10 from the 28-yard line. 56-46. Donovan West leads by 10. Spiker hands it off to Franken up the middle. He'll get to the 30-yard line and be stopped there. And now Valley Falls is going to take a timeout. So a 2-yard pickup for Franken, and we'll take another timeout with Coach Hofstra of the Dragons. 1:45 remaining. 56-46 our score. Donovan West leading here on FM 103.9 KNZA and 92.1 KMZA.
Our loans do not fit into a box.
Tanya Barna, president of Farmers State Bank in Houlton.
We know our friends and neighbors. We will bend over backwards to try to get people's dreams and businesses going. That's what a local bank does. We really want to be the problem solvers and create the solutions for our customers. We want to help you.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank
in Houlton, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Out of the timeout, 1:45 to go. 56-46 is our score. Donovan West has a second down and about 8 yards here coming out of the timeout. Valley Falls with just 1 timeout remaining here in this game. So Spiker will get back under center on this second down play. All spotted right at the 30. Spiker takes the snap, gives it to Franken again up the middle. Gets the line, falls forward for 1 yard. And Valley Falls will now use their final timeout. Let's just go ahead and keep this one here. Why not? We'll start to kind of recap this game a little bit because it's going to take a long time. 56-46 is the lead for Donovan West. There has been over 1,000 yards of offense tonight between both sides. Valley Falls is averaging 10 yards a carry. Donovan West, 8 yards a carry. Donovan West has 467 rushing yards tonight. 467. The only thing you'll talk about for Donovan West is they've had 10 penalties for 96 yards, but you give the Mustangs credit for overcoming those penalties. And leading by 10 here with just 1:36 to go.
And what a senior night. That's just looking down at the roster, you know, a ton of seniors on this team for Donovan West, and this is going to be one that they are going to remember. 9 total seniors on the roster. You know, this is going to be one they're going to talk about for years to come, you know.
A third down, and we'll call it a long seven here for the Mustangs. Spiker back under center. He'll take the snap. He'll keep it himself along the left side. Now bounces it out to the 35, cross midfield. He'll pick up a first down and run over a man to the 38-yard line. And that is going to seal it. And how fitting that it is Trent Spiker to pick up about 11 yards there. And basically ice the game.
And I think that was just damage control right there by Spiker, you know, kind of the lingering injury. He kind of just ran out of bounds, met a defender right there. But if he wanted, I think he could have took a step up and took that to the house. But he realized the time and the situation. That's a veteran move by Spiker right there.
Now he'll take the snap here on first down. He'll keep it himself this time along the right side. Now he runs over a man again and just takes off. And he's going to be near another first down at the 30-yard line. My goodness. Trent Spiker says, I am not going out of bounds this time. I'll just run you over and pick up 9 yards.
Good for 9 yards. Brings up second and one.
How about Trent Spiker tonight? 23 carries, 256 yards. Three touchdowns on the ground.
And not to mention how many defenders he's carried and ran over. He's a very tough kid, very fast kid. It's fun watching him play football, Johnny.
Well, Spiker's a good football player. He might be an even better baseball player. That's right now under 50 seconds to go. Back judge starts the count. Spiker will take the snap. He'll just kneel down on the football and have to do it. I don't think he has to do it anymore. It was a 40-second play clock in high school. And that is going to be it, I believe. They'll move it back. And the referee, I believe, is going to say that should be it. Might have to do it one more time. And nope, he is not. That's it. Final score tonight, 56-46. Donovan West is going to pick up the victory tonight. The Mustangs will improve to 3-4 overall. And a big shootout victory for Donovan West here on senior night. The final score, 56-46. Donovan West wins it. We'll take a break. We'll come back and try to summarize this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
On the line. In sports, you hear the phrase all the time. For the Mammoth Sports Construction Team, it means everything. Authenticity, commitment, integrity, and community are what it means to be on the line. Mammoth Sports Construction is on a mission to provide home field advantage to schools and communities. Mammoth Sports Construction can help you design, budget, fundraise, and build the facility of your dreams. Take the next step and get on the line by visiting mammothbuilt.com. That's mammothbuilt.com.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
The Highland Trinity College Theater Department presents The Complete Works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, at Culbertson Auditorium, November 11th through 13th. The HCC Players present the phenomenal, popular, and fast-paced, hilarious parody that is not your traditional evening of Shakespeare. Admission is free, as always, but seating is limited for this production. So make plans to attend The Complete Works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, in Culbertson Auditorium, Thursday and Friday, November 11th and 12th at 7:30 p.m., and Saturday, November 13th at 2 p.m. on the HCC campus in Highland.
Hello, this is Jan with JBN Telephone Company. JBN Telephone is happy to be an EBB participant. The Emergency Broadband Benefit will provide a discount of up to $50 per month towards broadband service for eligible households. The program funds will be distributed on a first-come, first-served basis, so be sure to apply as soon as possible. Visit our website, jbntelco.com, and follow the EBB image on the front page. If you have any questions about the program or need assistance filling out the application, feel free to call our office.
KNZA.
All right, let's start with this. 56-46 is the final. Donovan West gets the victory over Valley Falls tonight. Just a track meet from the start. Both teams scored on their first four possessions of the game. Valley Falls trailed by two. Donovan West had a 32-30 advantage at halftime. But the Donovan West defense really showed up in the second half. Only gave up two touchdowns in the final two quarters. The offense of Donovan West continued to roll along, scoring three times in the second half to pick up the victory again, 56-46. Dustin, just look back at this game. I mean, it was just an offensive shootout. Early on, we thought we might be on pace to break the state record for how many points are going to be scored in this game. I mean, you look at the drives for Donovan West. They scored on their first four drives. Only one of them went over a minute 25, and that was a 3 minute and 30 second drive on their first drive of the game. Eight plays, three plays, four plays, four plays. That is what Donovan West had tonight offensively on their first four drives of the night. Then you look at it for Valley Falls, kind of the same story. Three plays, nine plays, seven plays, four plays. They scored on their first four drives of the night. And it was a 32-30 lead for Donovan West at halftime. But Donovan West got the stops when they needed to. And Trent Spiker just an absolute stud tonight.
Yeah, it's different, Jonathan. It's a whole different demon with eight-man football. You know, we're used to watching the 11-man football. We were actually a part of a game not too long ago. Sabetha milked the whole clock of the third quarter. I mean, took off 11 minutes and 50-some seconds. So we're used to, you know, kind of slow-paced football, you know, getting the play in, you know, taking your time, running the football more. No, not here tonight. It was just, I mean, you name it, players just had stats left and right. I mean, quarterbacks, wide receivers, running backs, everybody was getting something, you know, touchdowns. At one point, you kind of felt bad for the defenses, you know, hey, is there going to be a stop? And we mentioned it in the second quarter, you know, Johnny, is the first stop going to be, you know, who wins the football game here? Luckily, the defense has stepped up a little bit more in the second half, especially Donovan West stepping up huge to only allowing two touchdowns in the second half. And, you know, Valley Falls, great team, awesome, awesome offense. You know, it was a pleasure watching both these teams tonight on the offensive side of the ball.
Which is funny I say this, but Valley Falls had 269 total yards of offense in the first half. Donovan West limited Valley Falls just 188 total yards of offense in the second half. A lot of times if you ask a team, say that you had 188 yards of offense in a half, especially in the second half, you're going to be pretty pleased with that as head coach. But again, in the eight-man ranks and the way Donovan West was able to do things offensively tonight, especially on the ground, it just says it right there. So looking at the final statistics, we will start with Valley Falls, and this might take a little while. 457 total yards of offense, 349 of those yards on the ground, on 34 carries, averaged 10.3 yards per carry, passing the football 108 yards through the air on 9 of 16 completions. Individually for Valley Falls, Dylan Cervantes, he threw for 108 yards, again, 9 of 16, and did have a touchdown tonight. And running the football, Cervantes had 17 carries for 112 yards and a couple of scores. The big one, though, Samuel Drinker. He had 151 yards rushing tonight, had three rushing touchdowns, also caught another. He had those 151 yards on just 10 carries tonight for Valley Falls. Zach Evans added five carries for 69 yards. He had a big touchdown run. Denton Elias, two carries for 17 yards. Catching the football, Zach Evans, two for 33. Sam Drinkard, five for 51. And Trenton Kraxner had two catches for 24 yards. Valley Falls, seven penalties, 45 yards here in the game. Donovan West, meanwhile, 509 total yards of offense, 487 on the ground for an 8.7 yard per carry average. Only completed one pass tonight, but they didn't need to throw the football much, especially the way that Trent Spiker ran the football. 23 carries, 256 yards for Spiker and three touchdowns. Braden Simmons, 12 carries, 151. He added three scores. Cole Franken, 20 carries for 84 yards. He had a couple of touchdowns. And as mentioned, Spiker through the year, 1 of 5 for 22 yards. That was a completion to Cole Franken. Donovan West, the only negative tonight was penalties. They had 11 penalties for right at 100 yards this evening, but a big victory for Donovan West. Those statistics tonight, they are brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting for year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation. Visit NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. So, Dustin, I mean, just those stats pretty much just tell the game story right there for just how much of a defensive struggle it really was tonight.
Yeah, a lot of distribution. I mean, there was almost every receiver, every running back had some sort of stat line tonight. And then you want to talk about, you know, kind of diamonds in the rough, like Braden Simmons. You know, he came into the game not having, you know, a whole bunch of stats, not having a whole bunch of carries. Had one of the games of his life, I think 3 or 4 total touchdowns. He just one of those games where, you know, everybody is getting some sort of love. And for both of these, you know, offensive coordinators, you know, there wasn't too many play calls that we didn't agree with. It seemed like every play that they were calling was dialing up, you know, 9, 10, 15, 60 yards. It was a pleasure to watch, you know, getting to see, you know, these kids just kind of run all over the field tonight. I mean, yeah, we like defensive football. We like these close games, but, you know, close games in a shootout are way more exciting than those close games that are defensive strong. You know, I'd rather watch the 56-46s than the 6-0s. So,
yeah, you talk about Braden Simmons tonight. He entered the game with only 125 yards on the ground total. He had 151 tonight alone. So a big game tonight for Braden Simmons as well for Donovan West. Simmons also, as mentioned, with those three touchdowns. We're going to take one more final timeout, then we'll come back. We'll pick our player of the game. But again, final score tonight, 56-46. Donovan West wins it over Valley Falls. One final timeout. We'll wrap things up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lemkuhl, owner-broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Scammers are getting smarter. It's not just phone calls from suspicious numbers. It's also emails and texts masked to look like they're from your bank. If they're asking you for your username, password, or social security number, that is not your bank. Citizen State Bank and Trust and the American Bankers Association have teamed up to give you tips to spot, scam, fight fraud, and protect your money. You can even take a quiz to test your scam IQ. Find out more at banksneverasked.com. Citizen State Bank and Trust, looking out for your best interests. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Alongside Dustin Gosa, Johnny came back with you one final time. It's been a shootout tonight, but a fun one, and Donovan West gets the victory, 56-46 over Valley Falls. And one final thing to do tonight, that's to pick our player of the game. It is brought to you by the Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, and I mean, there's several guys we could pick, Dustin, but I think there's a pretty obvious choice when you look at the statistics. I think I got to go with Trent Spiker. 23 carries, 256 yards, and three touchdowns for Trent Spiker tonight. He was an absolute animal.
Yeah, and as fun as he was to watch on the offensive side of the ball, John, he didn't play defense at all tonight, but he still got it done on the special teams. As the kicker, Trenton Spiker had 6 touchbacks tonight. I mean, the kid has an absolute leg on him. And then also returning the football, he had 3 returns on kickoffs for a total of 65 yards. Almost took 2 of them to the house. It looked like he just got tripped up on a couple of those. But he just kind of did everything for the Donovan West Mustangs tonight.
Spiker with over 300 total yards here tonight in those 3 touchdowns. So Trent Spiker, he is going to be our player of the game. We're going to have both of these teams. They'll wrap up the regular season next Friday night. Valley Falls will host Washington County. Donovan West, a huge game. They'll go on the road and take on Burlingame. So that's going to wrap things up here tonight. Thank you for tuning in with us. Stay tuned. We'll have a Community National Bank High School School Board show. Seth Thompson will have scores, recaps, and everything to get you caught up on this wild week 7 of the high school football season and preview the final week of the regular season coming up next Friday. So for Dustin Gosa alongside of me and Seth taking care of us back at the studios, get Johnny Kane saying so long. A big victory for Donovan West tonight. 56-46 the final. The Mustangs get the victory over Valley Falls here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've been listening to coverage of high school football here on your sports authority, Kansaland Radio.
Here's your Kansaland Radio listening area forecast. We have areas of patchy frost developing late tonight as lows drop into the mid to upper 30s, mostly clear skies and northwest winds light between 5 and 10. Saturday, beautiful sunshine, warmer, we're going to be in the mid-60s. Still below our average, west winds 5 to 10. For Saturday night, 41 and clear, sunshine on Sunday, ridge of high pressure overhead, and temperatures jump into the low 70s. We're back to our average high for this time of the year, 45 Sunday night, clear skies. Monday, beautiful sunshine, low 70s, winds picking up out of the south, becoming breezy. We'll have breezy winds Monday night, partly cloudy. Tuesday, lots of sunshine, 74 degrees for your high with breezy winds. We're in the upper 60s on Wednesday, slightly cooler. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Mandy Feluber.
When kids need medical care, they will often face stressful and life-changing experiences. From complex treatments to long hospital stays, these special patients miss out on the things that most kids take for granted and let kids be kids.